to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from.
Yeah. Las Vegas. Hello.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke. They drink. They use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most hotties in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Oh! Hello! Hello! That's what Scott Shannon would say. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike. As you know, Don and Mike have the day off because Don is watching Bart graduate today. Kind of makes you feel old when you know that Bart is actually graduating. So congratulations, Bart, if you're listening. I know that's what I did when I graduated. I listened to the best of Don and Mike. But you know what? Here's a really big reason to listen today to the best of Don and Mike. We are giving away a trip today. So what you got to do is stay tuned because a trivia question will be asked sometime during the show about a segment. So listen very carefully and listen to the entire show, and you may win a trip for two to Myrtle Beach with a two-night, three-day stay at the Caravelle Resort Hotel, courtesy of Hooters Air, with nonstop jet service from Baltimore to Myrtle Beach, beginning today. It's out of BW Airport, and it starts today. Ooh, Hooters girls on every flight. You gotta love it. You know, you can tell a Hooters flight, Joe? The plane has hot wings. Terrific, wasn't it? Yeah. For reservations, call 1-888-FLY-HOOT. Hooters Air Flights are public charters operated by Pace Airlines. See tour participant for full terms and conditions of travel. So we're going to give that trip away today. Stay tuned for that. And until then, enjoy the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Oh, good. Am I caller 100?
Oh, honey, we already have our winner.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Well, you know what? Are you still having that ear problem?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, I think I know a good idea that would help you.
Well, the best idea would be to go to the doctor, but frankly, I'm a little phobic about going to the doctor, which is why I haven't gone. I'd much rather just stick my big, beefy finger in there as I'm constantly doing.
Or a stick. If you get a proper stick, you'd probably clear it up.
Pencil.
You are always getting sick.
Have you ever heard of
that? Oh, Mike is sick again.
Oh, no.
Shocker, Hibby.
I've never, ever, ever had a year like this. I've never remembered it, and I'll tell you, I'm blaming the building. That's the only thing I can be. I used to say it's because my kids are going to school now. My oldest is going to school, and I said she's bringing. No, healthy as a horse. It's this building, and you know it's the cycle of every employee just going one big circle. It comes around to you, you get sick again. It comes around to you, you get sick again. You know that's the way it works.
And I'm not sick. I mean, I feel great. It's just my left ear is constantly plugged up.
Yeah, and I'm not either. I feel terrific. I just you know, I'm just real stuffed up, and I ache all over, and I feel kind of run down.
Wow.
Okay, well, what about my ear?
Okay, well, have you ever heard of ear candles or ear cones?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Well,
ear candles?
Yeah. I tell you, it works. I use them about once a year, and it's like a hollow candle, and you stick one end in your ear, and you light the top on fire.
Goodbye.
True. And when your hair catches on fire, you're done burning for the day.
Goodbye. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'll hang up and listen now.
All right, thank you. That's an interesting approach.
Dynamite Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
This is not Dennis, although I got a side bet going with Mike that Dennis does call us today from the Sweet 16 in Knoxville.
Calling us from Knoxville because, of course, he's a big Terp fan.
And Hi, boss.
If this was really Dennis, the phone line would be much worse quality.
Yeah, it would be worse than that guy from Baltimore that won the last caller 100.
He finds the worst phones in the world.
But, Don.
Are you sorry, Dennis?
I'm sorry, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
What'd it be like?
What'd it be like? It'd be good.
It'd be good, good. Hey, Mike, I'd like to request the world-famous cricket under a bag.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Can you do that even though you're feeling
sick? Sure, sure. All right, this is the cricket. This is the cricket on top of the bag.
Uh-huh.
And he jumps down, and then he gets covered by the bag. Thank you very much.
Bravo. Thank you. Can we have some flowers for Mike, please? Please. Offer.
Thank you.
What a trooper. Offer.
Thanks so much. I'd like to say I could have done that a little better.
Hello, yeah, Don, on my show. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Don.
Perfectly done, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Perfectly executed, as always.
Thank
I
you so much. I work so hard.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, hello, Don, on Mike.
Hey, hello there.
Buzz?
Hi.
Don, I can fix your ear.
Right.
Mike Tyson can fix it.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like the ear candle. I really do.
Yeah, I'll be doing that.
I just like the concept of the hollow ear candle.
I'll be doing that.
It creates a vacuum and sucks the stuff out of your ear.
Right. You light a candle, put it in your ear, Buzz.
Okay, I will.
I'd rather be like 70% deaf like I am in that ear. I'd much rather do that than put a candle in my ear.
Buzz has a little experience with those candles, but he didn't go anywhere near his ear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's Rick.
Pardon?
It's Rick.
It sounded like you said trick.
Yeah, I have a prick, too.
Okay, Rick, what do you want, sir?
I just want to tell you guys that I've been listening to you since about 1986 on WAVA, and you guys are incredible.
All right, you're right about that. Thank you, Rick.
Well, why don't you all come right, on down and day. Have a meal, man?
Hello, Don and Mike. We're having lima beans.
Spam and German potato salad and baby limas.
Hello. Oh, and now it says on the screen, Dennis Murphy has already called in today. They just didn't put his call through.
You got it. You had that right.
Because it's when we were talking to Christine about her date. He already called, Charlie?
Yes, he did. He mainly called. He wanted to know what the going rate for a spot was because the station in there's a client in Greenville that wants to hire him.
And you tell him $1 million.
Told him $1,000.
Oh, jeez. Tell him to go back to Daytona Beach and do some good reports.
He apologized for that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Many times.
Yeah, so he's good at that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He's in Knoxville.
Don and Mike.
Oh, he's there for Sweet 16. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, that girl that just called in about the ear candle?
Yeah.
That stuff hurts, man.
Why does it hurt?
Shocker. Well, you're putting a lit candle in your ear.
Yeah, but if you lean the right way, the wax wouldn't get in your ear. You know, it'd just be like a warm sensation.
Basically, what happens is it's like a cone. My wife's a vegetarian, so I know about this stuff.
You say she's a vegetarian?
No. Vegetarian.
Vegetarian. Well, what would that have to do with putting candles in your ears?
Yeah.
Well, mostly they're into that, what kind of medicine? It's not homeopathic.
You mean holistic medicine?
Yeah, holistic medicine.
My wife's an ice skater, so I know about cars.
You guys are crazy. Right. You guys are nuts. But you're anyway, don't sense. Do it.
Okay, thank you. Acting crazy now, right?
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
The ear candles, if I send you one, will you use it?
Certainly not.
Are you sure?
Please, no offense. I'm not putting anything in any orifice of my body that is sent by a listener of this show.
No.
I don't eat any of the food that you folks are nice enough to send us. Frankly, I don't open my own mail. I live in fear of you guys. I hide in the parking lot every night before I leave.
Explain the...
You shouldn't. No, I'm serious. You shouldn't knock it until you try.
Well, explain the principle of the ear candle.
It's really not a candle. It's a piece of canvas that's covered in wax. It's shaped like a big pencil, and it's hollow in the middle, and you stick it in your ear, and you have to have somebody help you do it, or else you will burn the crap out of yourself. You light the end of the candle, and it sucks everything in your ear up into the candle.
Mm-hmm. Including the right side of your brain.
You know what the coolest part is, though?
I need that, because that's my side that helps with the show. On this show, it's my right side and my left side that make the show go.
Yeah, if you lost your right side or I lost my left side, we're toast.
Show's dead.
No, but when you get done, you break it open and you see everything that was in your ear. It's pretty... Okay. It's gross, but it works.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I think I would rather just be deaf.
Frankly, this sounds like a lot of hassle.
Sounds like it could be potentially very dangerous, too.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what's going on with your ear?
Yeah.
Or your station tube is clogged up. So you have some sort of little infection, like from a cold or something like that.
I don't doubt that I have an infection. However, I have quite a selection of antibiotics.
Yes, I'm made by Andy Rice.
From my various other ailments this year. So rather than go to the doctor, all I've been doing is just popping all of the other antibiotics that I have.
New antibiotics shaped like right-wing zealots.
Be careful with the antibiotics, though.
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics named after Andy Rice.
We're good. Kazami bone.
What?
A little bit of urine.
What?
In your ear.
What?
Don't
I'm not.
Help it.
Oh, right. Let me see which I'm going to do first. Put a lit candle in my ear or put some urine in my ear.
Give Artie
first
a call.
The urine, then the candle.
Okay, thank you. You know what I was doing today? Of course, I've been putting the goddamn swimmer's ear drops in my ear.
Right. That might be exacerbating the problem.
And then what I do is I put my finger in, because when I put my finger in and I like move it around real fast,
you can hear.
I can hear it. It opens up like for a tenth of a second, then it clogs back up. So when I was in the shower today, I stood there and I just had a lot of water go in my ear, like hot water. I was burning my ear. And then when I got out of the shower, when I was drying my hair, I actually just took a hair dryer and like was putting it up to the side of my face. I know I'm an idiot.
It tells me how miserable you must be with
putting it up to the side of by my ear. But the problem is that the hair dryer is so hot
right.
that I would bring it. As soon as the air started going on my ear, I go, ow, 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 ow.
Don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. What, Robbie?
Would you use a turkey baster? Because that would be the same principle.
I have. It came with the swimmer's ear drops.
Like the vacuum deal?
It came with a little squeezy thing that you're supposed to squeeze the water out of your ear with.
Is it just deafness or is it pain as well?
Oh, no pain at all. If it was pain, I'd be, you know me,
right.
I'd be screaming about it all 4 hours every day on this show.
Sure. Or you could just hire someone to suck the poison out.
All right, thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Don on my show.
Doctor.
Don.
Dr. Rob
yes,
Spiewak.
Yes, Dr. Spiewak. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
You're crying about the candle and you licked the robe from Monica Lewinsky?
That's right. Maybe that's why my ear is all plugged up, because I licked Monica's robe.
It could be if you couldn't figure out what was on that robe.
Dirty girl's robe. Good. Ear. Bad.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
I bet her ears. Monica's ears.
Yeah.
I got the big gut. Potatoes growing in there and all kinds of stuff,
of
vegetation.
I'll take a Q-tip, pull out an armoire.
Hello?
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 Yeah, I was wondering, I heard you talking about the ear candles. I was wondering if you saw The View where they actually had Star Jones.
Oh, my.
They had a woman come on there and do the ear thing to her.
Oh, my God. That'd be the one ear on that show. I mean, she's the biggest one on that show.
Definitely what the worst thing was, though, is they had her out there in like this, like a satin, like almost like a negligee.
Ooh. You know what? I often wonder what the worst job in the world would be, but I think that maybe being Star Jones' gynecologist would have to rate way up there.
We're done sucking the material out of your ear, Ms. Jones.
Oh, hey, look, it's Jimmy Hoffa.
It showed it at the end. They had this tube, and they opened it, and there was just this massive little, like, cylindrical thing of yellow gunk.
Ah! And then she put it on a cracker
and ate it.
And she ate it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Baldy.
Good. Hey, did you guys already talk about Christine Sade? I'm out in Denver, man, and we don't get the first hour.
Did we talk about what?
Christine Sade.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we covered it. Where are you calling from?
Denver. That a-hole that runs the station, man. He cuts the first hour and the last hour.
No. You get the 3 hours. You just don't get the first hour.
Okay.
No, you get from 2 till 5.
No, okay, so sometimes you guys carry on long, and that's where it sounds like it's cut off.
And do they still run the whole thing at night, like they were doing in the beginning?
Yeah, but I live far enough out of Denver. It's a 5,000-watt station.
It's always you.
No,
you would just move closer to where the food is. You would be able to hear the entire show.
You're right, man.
Okay,
I'm wrong.
That's right. No need for this.
One other thing. Did you happen to see the alligator hunter last night, crocodile dude?
My favorite guy.
He was actually letting the snake bite him.
Now, this is going to hurt. I'll tell you right now, the snake is going to bite me in the wrist, and it will be excruciatingly painful, but I'll let it happen because, well, I'm certifiably not. Hello, Donna Meisha. Now, this is, hold on a second there. That's not the same guy that does the commercials like they get the tarnish off.
No.
You know the guy I mean, the guy with the little bow tie? How much would you pay for this?
1995.
This is a brown-haired, black-eyed guy. He's got eyes that look like a little puppy dog. They're kind of close together, and he's kind of going, all right, this is where the croc sleeps at night, and I'm going to lie down. It's still warm where her body was. She must be close by.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, you need to have that professionally done. You're here?
I know it, but I got a phobia for doctors. I hate going to the doctor.
You're going to get a nugget, like a petrified nugget out of there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll look forward to it. Thank you. All right, maybe you could bronze that and send it to Bob Bark.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Listen, I wanted to clear a couple things up because I was reading some of the things going on with the Skins.
Yeah.
First of all, there is a Jewish owner that said no.
Okay, really? That blows the theory right there.
Which one? Who said no?
Bob Kraft is already, he was in the Post today saying that he had voted no.
That's it. All right, well, so much for that theory.
And then the second part is the Milstein brothers asked for the extension, not the NFL. The reason for that was they don't have enough votes. Right now, if they took a vote as of yesterday.
Yeah, and hold on. See, here's what doesn't make sense. If they don't have enough votes, why didn't the NFL just say, listen, you don't have enough votes.
I heard that.
This show is
up. And a lot of people that really, you know, don't care one way or the other who the team goes to, but care about the Redskins winning, said, hey, why didn't they just, you know, is it fear of lawsuits? Why didn't they just,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. Did you see Wilbon today? Because Wilbon...
Oh, come on. Please stop it, please. Talking about these people with the Post.
He's bad as Buzz talking about Letterman.
Did you see Dave last night? Did you hear Dave? Did you see Wilbon today?
I better check Wilbon.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, if Buzz had known about that candle before, we may have been able to save his colon. I'll take my abuse off the air.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He may be right.
Hello. Frankly, I don't believe anything that I read in the Washington Post.
I don't either.
I really don't. Hello. And those columnists are all just full of it, all of their big soapboxes, with the exception of Tony Kornheiser, who makes me laugh. He's funny, but all the rest of them just suck.
And Tony Kornheiser, one of the first to talk about that theory.
Yeah, the anti-Semite theory, right?
Now we have put to rest, because we're good journalists.
No, we haven't put it to rest yet, Mike. We're still making our own calls.
Hey, Hello. You guys hear about the butt candle?
I'm sure you know about the butt candle. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, Don.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah.
You know, if you do that candle thing... Don't put the end that's lit into your ear.
All right, thank
okay.
you.
Good tip.
Thank you, Doctor.
That would clear the ear up, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you what I heard about the ear candling.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the school where I'm currently attending, the...
Hold on, are you a high school girl?
No.
College girl?
Yes.
Woo! Baby.
The school where you are currently attending?
Yes.
Yes?
For massage therapy.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I'm going to hooker school. Yeah. I got you. Okay, all right.
Okay, so we delve into, you know, alternate forms of therapy, and the teacher was telling us that he was did his little experiment.
Hi, welcome to BJ 101.
No.
We're all very happy to have a full complement of students at Massage U.
Okay. The ear candling, he did an experiment because he had heard about it sucking the stuff out, like the guy had said.
Did you have to be naked when he was doing this?
No, but we do have to be naked in class.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You really?
Cool. Fantastic. All right,
really?
Class, be sure to fold the towel over one cheek, not both cheeks, and certainly don't expose both cheeks.
You really have to be naked in your massage class?
Yeah, well, we, half of us at a time, we take turns massaging each other.
Hey, man, I'm gonna join that
man.
School.
Man.
Well, if you ever come out to Sacramento, I'd be willing to give you free massages.
Is it co-ed? Is it men and women, or is it...
We only have one man in the class, but...
Oh, man, he's the guy grinning.
Mm-hmm.
Do your girls massage him?
Yeah.
Do you do the back or the back and the front?
Well, everything except for the main...
The thing. Genitals?
Yes.
Right.
Does he ever get aroused?
He hasn't yet. Well, if he has, he's hit it well.
Good answer.
Have you ever gotten aroused?
Not in class, no.
Being massaged?
Is there a particular classmate of yours that is gifted? Do you have gifted students that, you know, really have, like, magic fingers?
The guy does.
The guy does?
He does.
Really good, and there's a few of the other gals in there that are pretty good.
Have you ever felt anything poke you in the back while he's been massaging you?
No.
Do you do it all out in the open, or do you go into private rooms?
No, it's all out in the open. Well, we have sheets on over.
He goes to Claudine University, Mike.
with peepholes.
Yeah, we're not just laying out there naked. We have sheets, but, you know.
We have sheets. Yeah. Really? Are there a lot of hot-looking women in your class?
Well, there's some cuties in there. I'm not a lesbian, so I don't have that thought about it.
Well, like, are all the women topless and stuff?
Just
walking around with their boobs hanging out?
No. Well, not while we're getting instruction, but when we are massaging each other, we take all our clothes off. Not the
like,
person massaging. The person gets
like
the massage.
All out in the open?
Well, with the sheet over us.
With the sheet over you. Oh. Do you massage the butt area?
Yeah.
The glutes?
Yes.
What's your favorite part of the body to get massaged?
Of my own?
Yeah.
I like having my hands.
Your hands.
It doesn't sound like much, I know, but it sounds stupid.
No, no, it doesn't. I like having my hands rubbed.
It doesn't feel the same when you massage your own hands as when somebody else does it.
Has anybody ever lost control while you've been kneading their buttocks? You know what I mean. Like that?
No, they haven't. Thank God.
Teacher, I cannot continue. This man has lost all bowel function.
Although the teacher did tell us one time that happened to her when somebody was massaging her.
Oh.
I don't want any part of that.
I was at one of those fancy resorts one time, and right after breakfast is when I have a massage scheduled with a big guy. And he was this, you know, first of all, I don't like guys touching
that's
me.
That's so gay to be massaged by a guy that's 100%
like,
gay.
You walk in and you expect, you know, hello, I'm Sheila, your masseuse. You walk in, hi, I'm Tony.
I'm Hans.
And Tony was like a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not only was I just totally uptight and I didn't enjoy the massage, but the breakfast was eggs. And didn't happen until I walked out. But when I walked out, I just didn't wait anymore. And it was right outside of this row of stores where people is crowded with people shopping, and
just blame it on somebody else.
Who did that? Wait, has anybody got a dog?
I could never let a guy give me a massage. I've never had a massage. The whole concept of I could never relax enough. I don't think to let somebody give me a massage. I'm way too uptight for that. But but if anybody would, it would be a woman, never a man.
That's right.
I have never had a standard massage, Mike. I mean, if you're talking about a sexual massage, well, maybe I've had a few.
You know, you're right, though. You have a good point as far as a lot of people, and I'm the same way. When this guy, there was not a moment of enjoyment having this big, hairy guy rubbing on my back.
You know, every once in a while, Frida will say to me, she did this a couple of months ago, where she'll say, I'm going to give you a real treat tonight, and I'll think it's going to be, you know, the old treat.
Right.
But I come upstairs and she has like a massage table, right? Mm-hmm. She has laid out a sheet on there and she got candles going and her goddamn Luther Vandross music. And then she'll say, lay down, I'm going to give you a massage. And I know that she's trying to be nice.
You don't get into it.
I can't get into it.
You don't relax even with your wife doing that?
No. Like she goes down by my feet and stuff. Like don't even think about touching my feet.
Surprised that with your wife you can't. Then you'll never be able to get a massage from anybody.
I don't get into it, man.
Because I know Rob was, you know, he's standing in line over there. He wants to give you a massage badly.
And trust me, I want to receive it from him. I do, with his dove-like hand. Oh, Robbie, do I want you to need me? That's KNEAD. I want you to need me.
Oh, needing time.
Okay, well, what'd you call about? You didn't call about your,
No.
You're a massage student, right? That's not why you called. Why'd you call?
Well, to tell you that the teacher did an experiment on the ear candling.
Oh, no, right. I don't even care about that anymore. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, can I just tell you this?
What?
Not about the ear candling.
Sure.
But if you guys finally do ever get out to Sacramento.
And we are in June.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to give you guys a free massage. And Frida, too, if she comes. I'm not like Sheriff Karen or anything. I'm just...
So it wouldn't be any kind of sexual massage, then?
Well, no, but...
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Sorry, we're very busy when we're out there.
Thank you.
Busy.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Well, have a good day anyway.
Leave your number, though, in case you change your mind. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, if you want to adjust that technique.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. I wanted to tell you...
What?
One solution for your ear. Try hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Have you tried that?
No,
I haven't.
Is that good to pour into your head?
Yes.
You know, I think.
Oh, I've been drinking it.
Oh, there.
Here's where you went wrong.
I like drinking it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, about the ear thing.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years ago, I had precisely the same symptoms you're describing on the air.
Yeah.
And I finally, after about a month, I went into the doctor. And. I guess I waited a little too long. They ended up having to remove my eardrum surgically, go in and patch one of the bones inside my ear.
All right, okay. I don't even want to hear this.
We always get those calls.
Is that all everybody's called about? I appreciate it. I appreciate all these calls. No more talk about the ear.
Drain your ear or you will die.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Fortunately, I can do this show with 50% hearing.
Of course.
Don't worry about it.
That's no problem.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Don't do that to me, man.
I'm sorry. I'm not. See, I know it's uncomfortable, and I don't do that joke. I did that joke the very first day yeah. you were deaf.
Yeah.
So that's when I would say, hey, Don, we got... down now.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, now, are you playing on a joke on me too, lady? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no, she's there. I heard her talking the whole time.
Oh, oh shut up. Yes, hello. What do you want?
Hi, I was just calling about the the ear.
The okay. ear. Last call the about ear. The ear.
What ear?
Okay, about 7 years ago, I had same thing, and I finally had to go into the emergency room, and they put a crochet hook about 6 inches long.
Okay, all right. Listen, enough. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
A crochet hook.
Thank you very much.
That's horrible.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
What a horrible thing to say.
Thank you for all the calls. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, name that Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean the verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, you have company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
It's so big, you got to use two hands. The Don and Mike Show.
Ha ha.
Oh, my being.
I kind of like that episode that you guys didn't like on Sunday night. I finally saw it on tape. Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. I thought it was very, very slow.
I liked it when Tony Soprano was out on the golf course.
See, I didn't like that part.
The guys were like goofing on him and he was getting all upset about it.
You know, I didn't like it. I want to see a little more Goodfellas in my Sopranos. And I think it's been 3 episodes since we've seen anybody get whacked.
No, a guy got killed in the opening scene.
Right to the head.
The guy got shot, don't you remember, in the very opening scene? When they
see, I came in late.
Mm. First scene is... the reason Tony...
The guy got shot right in the head?
Yes, the reason... Forehead. Buzz...
Sorry.
Turn your microphone off, for goodness sakes.
He's excited because he watches the show also.
I know, he just wants to be a member of the team.
All right, team!
All right, team!
There you go, Buzz.
Go ahead, Buzz, tell him.
Team.
A guy gets shot in the beginning. Go ahead.
Bullet in the forehead right off the bat.
Really?
Blood everywhere. See, I missed that. I came in late.
That's why Tony Soprano was at the hotel with his whores celebrating and drinking champagne with the other guy because they got this big score.
From
when they had killed the guy in the first 30 seconds of the
show. All right. Well, see, maybe if I'd seen that, I'd have a different perspective on it.
I didn't like the guys.
Buzz alluded to. I didn't like the guys from the suburbs. I didn't like the guys.
Killing me.
I didn't like that. It just, I don't know. I want it to be more nonstop action.
I liked the guy from the suburbs. And I also like the fact that the psychologist was standing up on the toilet in Tony Soprano's next door neighbor's house, like to get a glimpse of his house.
I will give you my favorite scene in that episode of The Sopranos is when they had the bag of sand, the box of sand that he gives.
That he gives the neighbor.
That is funny because I mean that's almost a plausible situation that he'd do it just to work the guy. And at the end of the show, they're staring at the box of sand.
And did you see King of Queens last night?
Yeah, I saw. I didn't see King of Queens. I saw Everybody Loves Raymond.
They moved the magnet.
Did they really?
They moved the magnet. Our heads were visible. Well, Buzz, why don't you tell Mike? Go ahead.
Could see both of you very clearly and in color. Saw both your heads. We're on your favorite subject now, aren't we?
TV.
The magic box.
That's right.
He's getting very excited about the magic box.
Hello. John and Mike. I'm just moving you, Buzz.
John and Mike.
Hey, hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, I just crossed the American Legion Bridge, and 5 or 6 cop cars, a couple of rescue vehicles. Looks like somebody jumped.
They had a jumper?
Somebody jumped? Really?
Darius Biz.
Have they shut down the beltway?
Shut down the north side.
Northbound
side.
Really? Well, this happened about 6 months ago here in D.C. Buzz, will you check on that and see if anybody's tried to jump?
I just checked.
Wait, is it David Hainline? Did he have time to make it to the Woodrow Wilson or American Legion Bridge?
Me.
All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
We'll look into it.
Yep.
You know, and just for anybody that's planning to jump off the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, please, if you could avoid the rush hours, I think that would just be the thoughtful thing to do.
And listen, if you're going to do it, don't tease.
Right.
Don't go up there and threaten. If you're going to jump, for God's sakes, do it.
Sounds like maybe some guy took your advice today. There are rescue vehicles up there already.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, quickly about the Sopranos.
Yes, sir.
Did you think it really sucked how they kept having that crappy rock and roll in the background? It was like the Sopranos musical or something.
No, I don't know, maybe my standards are just
bad
too...
Bad music, like every time something happened?
Maybe my standards are getting lower because there's such crap on television. But no, I thought it was a fine episode of the Sopranos. I really did.
Yeah, well...
Sorry. Sorry.
Well, you know, the last week, I think it had to be a little better for me because the week before, I was very disappointed and I got, once again, not doing my job as a TV viewer, came in late, didn't see the guy
get
whacked.
Yeah, it was good, but the guy got a bullet right in the head and then they showed him laying there going, it says on my screen now, someone is threatening to jump off the American Legion Bridge.
Oh, here we go again. Let's see what kind of record they're going to set today.
Don't threaten. If you're going to jump off on a bridge... You either jump,
right,
or you don't jump. Don't waste our time. Do you realize what havoc you're going to put the Beltway in today?
How many hours last time? Was it like 8 hours?
7 hours.
Unbelievable.
Awful traffic. Since the Beltway is basically a circle,
right,
that goes around Washington, D.C., whenever the traffic gets stuck on one side, even if it's all the way on the American Legion Bridge, which in this case is on the line between Virginia and Maryland, it will screw up traffic all the way on the other side.
You know, one of those networks, A&E or Discovery or something like that, has one of those documentaries about non-lethal force and the incredible technological advances they're making in non-lethal force where they can shoot people with different things that don't kill them, and they could probably end these type of things a lot. You know, shoot the guy with a big butterfly net.
I think what they did the last time a guy was on a bridge.
Shot him with a beanbag.
Yeah, a beanbag, right. Absolutely.
They didn't shoot him in his beanbag. They shot him with a beanbag.
I'm looking for a song here. Hold on a second. There's a song called Jumper.
Who's that by?
Isn't that by Third Eye Blind?
Jumper.
I want you to send a message to my friend. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Maybe that will give somebody the... I don't know where it is.
You know, when they
courage just a jump.
When they build the new bridge, and they're going to build a new one, I hope they put things in place. Don't they have certain things on certain bridges where, you can't get to the dangerous part, where they've got the mesh or something like that?
I hope they do.
I just looked at a live scene. Traffic is creeping through. Police have surrounded a guy who is threatening to jump, apparently. We haven't got that confirmed yet, but that's what it looks like. And traffic is slowly
for Christ's sake, just do it. Just jump.
Just jump.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to let you know I'm a paramedic down here in Virginia, and I am listening to it on the radio. They do indeed have this guy on the bridge, and they've got a helicopter overhead of him in case he goes down into the water. But yeah, it's a definite job.
Why doesn't the guy just go? I wish someone that's stuck in traffic there on the American Legion Bridge would give us a call today, and maybe we can give you some things to yell out the window at him.
You know, they learned their lesson, though, because the last time they shut it down completely, and today it sounds like they're letting traffic through.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Yeah, see, it's called Jumper.
Cut ties with all the lives you've been living in.
I want to dedicate this to you, my friend.
If you do not want to see me again.
You don't
want to
see me again. I will understand. Jumper, that's the name of it.
So the theme of the song being, hey, if you want to do it, do it.
Right.
Well, just the beginning was the part that was relevant. It's kind of the way Mel Gibson dealt with it, in Lethal Weapon.
In all his movies.
You know, and usually, he talked to guys and said, yeah, go ahead, I'll go with you.
I wish you would step out from that ledge, my friend.
Step out from that ledge, my friend.
Cut ties with all the lives you've been living in.
I don't know, now that I hear it, maybe he's trying to get him to come back in.
Step out from that ledge. Step out. I mean, if you're going to be negotiating with one of those guys, to me it would be kind of mixed. right signal if you say, hey, step out from the ledge, because you're
going to... Whoa!
Oh, that's not the direction I meant.
I think he says step back from that ledge.
Step back.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Dennis in Reno.
Hello, Dennis.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say you guys have a great show.
Thanks.
Listen to you every day on K-Play, obviously.
Right on.
And I had a suggestion for the song for the jumper. How about Van Halen, Jump?
Oh, and I'm working on a whole list right now. Jump by the Pointer Sisters, mm-hmm. Jump for My Love. That's all. Jump around, jump up, jump back, jump down, jump around. What's the odds of maybe he's listening to our show right now up there on top of the bridge?
He's slim and none.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey Bobby.
Hey Bobby.
Hey Bobby.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys since maybe about 9 months now up in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen some people try and jump off the Bourne Bridge and things like that, and they really, really wreak havoc on the traffic. I just get them off, throw them off, do whatever you got to do, just get rid of them.
Right.
You know?
Man, it's right now, here on the East Coast, it's only 20 until 4. I mean,
right.
If the guy stays up there for a while, traffic will be just a friggin' mess.
It's really going to be interesting to watch how this plays out, because they caught so much crap for the last time they had somebody on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if they devise a different kind of strategy. Like maybe all run at him and tackle him.
Well, the other thing, too, how they had on the TV when the guy killed himself. Remember when the newscasters were showing it? They broke
it. Oh, out in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
During kids watching cartoons and things like that, this guy, they break into it to show this guy kill himself.
See, we have no such luck in D.C. We only have one TV station that even has a helicopter,
uh-huh.
And Channel 5 runs all cartoons in the afternoon. They don't even have news.
There you go.
They run like Teenage Mutant Ninjas.
Yeah, it's one helicopter that, like, goes up, every third day.
Sky Fox.
Yeah, and it goes up really when they want to make a TV commercial. And
right.
Then, the rest of the time, it stays in Morris Jones' garage.
Stays in his toupee.
The guy's armed with a knife, apparently, and that's why police haven't moved in faster than they have. Two lanes of traffic are still moving through on the inner loop side of that Woodrow Wilson.
Does it look
bridge.
Like, is he up on the edge, or is he back down on the sidewalk?
I'm looking at a group of emergency vehicles with flashing lights surrounding the guy. As far as I can tell, it appears that he's either standing in the lane or on the shoulder
next
to the edge.
The TV coverage in this town for this size market sucks.
We need to see this. What channel's got it on, Buzz?
I'm looking at pictures on Channel 7 now, and they appear to be the only station with anything on that.
Send Maureen Bunyan down there.
And a knife? Listen, if the guy's got a knife, I think the only person that he's in danger of hurting is himself, right?
Well, if you go to tackle the guy, and you kind of miss him, you might...
Well, that's why you got to take him out.
Put a nasty hole in it. It's lethal force.
That's why you have to take him out.
But, they showed this thing. They got this thing they use. And it really works. It's this net that they shoot at a guy, and it hangs them all up.
It's like what Batman used to use. A lot of times,
really
there was
powerful too.
A bunch of bad guys. Batman will put his thing out of his bat belt, and he'd shoot it, and they'd get a big net over Penguin and all his henchmen, and they'd be going, we can't get out of this net.
Sure.
Yeah.
Use the net. Get the bat net.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about something I seen over the weekend on MTV. They were showing the best of and all the wild, crazy things that they do down there.
Yeah.
One of the clips they showed was Pauly Shore, and he was referring to Florida as America's penis.
What was that?
Pauly Shore referred to Florida as America's penis. What do you think of that? Hello?
Some guys, it takes them a little longer.
Boy, those crickets. And normally, the second go-round with the crickets, automatic hang-up.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, can you get that guy to jump off the bridge, too? That guy that you just called?
As far as I know, that guy that just called is not up on a bridge.
A little piece of advice for all of the people who might be calling the show today. Quoting Pauly Shore, not really the best strategy when you get on this show.
Hey, you think you can get Lutar to heckle the guy to jump?
Oh, I'd love Lewis to go jump with him.
Oh, that would be
two for the price of one.
And then, I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. May that gentleman's life be always wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. if you want to kill yourself, really, there's so many ways you could kill yourself that would not inconvenience 4 million other people.
I think it depends strictly on the amount of whacked out that you are, you know, due to your situation, you know. That's probably what the deal is. You know, if you're going quietly into the little back bedroom and taking the sleeping pills, perhaps not the level of desperation of running out to the bridge and getting out of your car and saying, "Look at me!"
And that's why I said this before, I'll say it now. That's why you should elect me, King of Virginia,
right?
Because I would put out the word, push him. Just push him off the guy wants to jump, push him. Let's let traffic through.
Can't even push him if he's got the knife, though.
Ah.
You have to go with your more dramatic plan, King.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shoot him.
Or the net.
Shoot him. No, shoot him. Use rubber bullets.
Or even if you shot him, like, in the knee.
In the kneecap. Right, yeah. Just take him out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
I'm on a belt, like, coming up on a Legion Bridge.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, the traffic, like, backed up forever.
Can you see
as far
that?
As I'm concerned with what this guy's done to my commute, he better jump.
You know, we are number one as far as cities with length of commute. The amount of time that Washingtonians stay in their cars is better than anybody in the country.
Are you close to the bridge? Can you see the doofus?
No, I can't see him yet. I'm just coming down the hill underneath Georgetown Pike. But he's totally...
You're gonna be getting to him pretty soon then if you're just crossing Georgetown Pike.
Is it the Legion? Yeah. Oh, it's the Legion.
Yeah, the American Legion, not Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, man. It won't be like the... You know, I don't know why they're waiting with a helicopter if he jumps off that bridge.
Yeah, there's like rocks and stuff below there. He's DEAD.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Buzz, what is the guy? White guy, black guy, fat guy, skinny guy?
The camera shot isn't close enough to tell, and in fact, Channel 7 has now pulled their coverage, so right now nobody has pictures of what's going
now
on.
Now I understand why it's not the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Now I understand why they can't get the kind of shots that they would normally get because, you know, it's just a different bridge altogether.
But they have the traffic cameras up there, though.
Yeah,
they have the cameras that they show the useless traffic in the morning. Mm-hmm. And why do they show traffic on the TV in the morning? Because the people who can see that...
Right.
They're not in the cars.
You know, what's real sad is when you walk, you wake up on the weekends and you look at those traffic cameras.
Empty. Yeah. The road's empty.
Yeah, looks pretty good here. It's 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm sitting on the GW Parkway, you know, that dumps into the beltway right at the bridge.
Oh, is that backed up too?
Backed up about 3 miles. Actually, they've closed off the Maryland side. You can't even exit onto the Maryland side now. They're sending everybody over to the
Oh, Christ.
Okay, I'm getting vertigo just thinking about that. You know, just thinking about what they... That's... I mean, we're talking about a real jump if he jumps off that bridge.
I'm feeling for all those people. What about all those people like this guy? This guy's on the GW Parkway.
I'm just getting ready to cross over the bridge so I can see down and see if I can see the bridge.
Yeah, if you can get over, let us know if you can see the guy there.
I'm about 100 yards to go. Oh, my God, the outer loop of the beltway is at a standstill.
Yeah, this is totally... This speaks to, like, jurisdiction and all that different stuff.
Yeah, because the guy's right on... The American Legion Bridge is the space between Virginia and Maryland.
Right.
The U.S. Park Police and Montgomery County, Maryland police are on the scene now.
None of Virginia's finest?
No. All I can see is traffic.
No Maryland State Police either.
All right.
Anybody through.
Okay, thank you. All right, here's another lady who's on the bridge. Hello, you're on the bridge? Hello?
Hello?
Are you on the bridge?
Yes, I am.
Can you see this son of a bitch?
No, not yet. I would love to push him off, though.
Why, because he's inconveniencing you?
Well, yeah, I've got a 6-week-old infant in my car that has about half an hour to go to her next seating, and I've got 45 more minutes to go home.
You know, it's amazing. When you're in a car and you're in that situation...
I feel for those people, man.
I say, it is so, so frustrating. I mean, yeah, you know, who knows what the deal is with the guy? I mean, you know, it's tragic anytime somebody's doing that, but you're in your car in that situation. It's got to be nuts. Weren't there all sorts of horror stories the last time this happened?
Yes, the traffic was backed up for 7 and 8 miles, and people's
like,
lives...
People running out of gas, people that, you know, couldn't go to the bathroom...
Yes, people's lives are terribly inconvenienced. I mean, yeah, sure, I guess, blah, blah, blah. I feel for the guy. I feel for
him. Obviously, you know, it's going to drive somebody.
I don't really feel for him. Christ. You want to kill yourself, pull your car in your garage and turn it on. You know, pull a Robert Young. If you want to kill yourself, but don't inconvenience. And if you're going to jump off a bridge, why are you doing it right in the beginning of rush hour?
You know, it's funny when you talk like that, it's like somebody would be listening to you. Like somebody would be paying attention to you, know, that's actually planning on doing that.
Mike, maybe like, somebody is.
I was going to go to the bridge, but then when Don got mad, I turned right around.
Hey, I'm just thinking about the people in their cars. This is just a huge inconvenience for everybody in the car.
It's horrible.
And it'll get nothing but worse because some dick jumps on a bridge and threatens to jump. Oh, please, do us a favor. I would
again.
Just end your meaningless life.
Oh, God.
Joey, I could give a rat's ass. I truly mean that. I could care less.
At this rate, it looks like there will be enough people there willing to push him off. So it shouldn't last much longer.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye. See you at the militia meeting. Bye-bye.
Yeah, sorry. I think we've become a kinder, gentler nation.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. I think there's
no I have no patience for that, Mike. Anything that inconveniences all of these people.
I wouldn't have gathered that. I thought you were totally empathizing with people in their dilemma.
Oh, Christ. I've had plenty of problems. You don't see me getting up on a bridge and causing everybody's rush hour to go to havoc. Right?
Not yet.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. John from Baltimore.
Hey, buddy.
Just passed the guy.
Oh, you did? So they're actually letting traffic by.
Just saw him.
Really? Who is the celebrity he most resembles, please?
A very short Julio Iglesias.
Oh, so he's a Spanish guy.
Yes.
A Mexican guy.
Something like that.
He looks like Julio Iglesias. I mean, it can't be all that bad. I mean, you're a good-looking guy.
Said to be about 30 years old.
Really?
There's a nice blonde lady cop talking to him.
How far away from him is she?
She was right next to him.
You need Kevin Spacey. You need
the negotiator.
You need the negotiator.
No, wait, if there's a cop right next to him, could they just jump him or something?
Well, he was leaning on the Jerry wall, and she was standing about 3 feet from him, and his car door was open, and his car was parked between him and the Jerry wall, so...
That's a tough, I tell you, for a jumper, I mean, it's a big difference at that Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
Yeah.
And at the, you know, you're looking at about 30 feet compared to, you know, rocks below, a million feet below.
Well, go ahead.
Sorry for all those people out there. I just got through, so...
Go ahead, Chewy. Jump.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm gonna jump. Oh!
All right. Well, listen. We'll, I guess, have continuing reports on this throughout the afternoon, huh?
Have to see how it plays out.
All right.
He does have a cell phone. Maybe he'll call in.
Want a side bet? Side bet on if he jumps or if they have to shoot him? And also, how about a side bet on how long this goes on for?
Boy, that's so tough. Yeah, he could go.
I would have a side bet right now. It goes till 7 o'clock tonight.
I'm gonna say it's gonna be over within the hour because she's 3 feet away from him, and that was never the case the last time they had that.
What do you think, Robbie?
I say that it's over. I say it's over by five.
Okay, I say it's over by roughly the same thing.
I'm gonna go till seven. Buzz, you want some of this action?
Yeah, please. I think half an hour, within half an hour, but 4:20 Eastern time, it'll be settled, and he won't jump, and he won't be shot.
Anybody want to bet that he jumps?
No.
I'll take that bet. I'll bet he jumps.
Okay.
I bet you $1 million that he jumps. I'll pay him $1 million if he jumps. Please.
Write him a check.
That is so nice.
You know, if you were in traffic on that bridge right now, and your car wasn't moving, you'd pay $1 million for that bastard to jump too.
Oh, absolutely. You got it. You have to empathize with the people that are sitting in their cars right now.
I do. I have no patience. I really have no patience, obviously. I have no patience, first off, for anybody who wants to kill themselves. And second, if you want to kill yourself, just please do it. Or make a spectacle out of yourself.
But really, just stop.
Just stop it. Hello?
In the words of Roberto Benigni, life is beautiful. There's my words of inspiration for everybody in your cars as well. Even if you're in your car and you have to pee, life is beautiful.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Are you?
I'm coming up to the bridge right now.
Yeah?
How do you say jump, you bastard, in Spanish?
You know, that's an excellent idea. Who speaks Spanish on this show?
Because I'm coming up to him. I'll be glad to yell it out for you.
Jump, you bastard! Hey! All right, thank you.
And yes, I do have to pee, by the way.
Ah.
Beautiful. Have a good day, Don and Mike.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
That's a very nice idea. It's a lovely idea. It's a lovely thought.
Very nice.
Jump, okay. You bastard, in Spanish. Yes, somebody's thinking overtime.
I endorse that. I swear I do.
I don't.
I really do. I know you don't.
I don't.
I know you don't, but I do. No patience for this, man. No patience. The people he's inconveniencing are the people who are not in the 4%. Mm-hmm. These are people who got places to go. They got kids to pick up after school. Mm-hmm. They got jobs to get to. And just because some son of a bitch can't get a job mowing lawns or whatever reason, this guy is up on the bridge. Oh.
What if somebody's coming back after picking up their unemployment check?
Well, screw them. I'm just concerned about the hard workers out there. The non-4%. I'm concerned about the 96%.
Hey, the proud 4%, though, they've demonstrated that they support this show with their phone calls.
Okay, now listen. I guess we'll get back to this. if and when this ends, okay?
And I guess Buzz says half hour, I say an hour, Rob says an hour, and you say it's going to go all the way till 7.
Three more hours of this crap.
All right.
We have a winner in the jumper sweepstakes, incidentally.
We do.
Guy Birdley's the winner.
The man was just handcuffed and taken away. He did not harm himself. He was not harmed by anybody else. He did not harm anybody. We still have two lanes shut down on the inbound side of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, one lane on the outbound.
Legion Bridge, right?
Legion Bridge, I'm sorry, but that should be open soon. Yes,
now, this is where, you know, okay, he's in custody. He's in the car. Get your emergency vehicle.
Yeah, get off the road now.
Quit your socializing. Get the hell. You did a great job. Pat each other on the back. Get off the bridge.
He was a bank robber.
I don't think so. He was on the phone. He had a cell phone, and he was on the phone yelling at somebody when he was first discovered by a park policewoman.
Yelling at somebody. I've done that.
I heard he was a bank robber.
Yeah, according to our traffic lady, Brandy Lane, I guess,
Brandy? You're a fine girl.
Oh, okay. Mandy?
Randy.
Sandy?
Sandy. Andy?
Oh. Antibiotics?
Andy.
That'd be a great disc jockey name, huh?
You should antibiotics, would you?
Hey, everybody, good afternoon.
Woo! But there was nothing firmed up, but there was rumor that he might have been fleeing from a robbery.
Aha!
Really?
Aha! 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 Hi, folks, it's Rob here. I want to just remind you guys, this is indeed the best of Don and Mike. The American Legion Bridge is clear. No jumper, because this is from years ago. So stop calling Metro Traffic Control, because there is no jumper. Just remember that it's a best of, and we hope you're enjoying it. No traffic situation to be worried about out there with a jumper. And now, let's go to commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room and spreading it all over. Imagine that smell. You can't hide it. It was very bad. Very bad.
The Don and Mike Show. All techniques into one. The Don and Mike Show. 8.
Hello, Lewis.
Hi.
Hello, Lewis, you retard.
How are you guys doing today?
Okay, Lewis.
Hello, Lewis.
Hi, Mike. How's everything with you?
Super.
Hey, Friday's coming up soon, right?
Yeah, we'll get together.
Awesome.
Lewis, come on. You knew Mike was goofing you last night, right?
No, that's why I kept asking to make sure he wasn't. I'm in the daytimer, and I know it's the case.
Okay.
Right, Mike?
Yes, Lewis.
Right. Easter Sunday, I'm coming down. My bonnet.
He's not that stupid.
No.
I really don't think so.
I don't think so either.
He knows that was a goof, right?
Well, I know that you're thinking about it now.
Thinking about what, Lewis?
Nothing.
I love these conversations with Lewis. Nothing gives me greater pleasure.
You're thinking about my face in your place one evening.
No.
Damnation.
No, sorry, Lewis. I wish I could tell you I was, but I'm not.
You can come over to my house.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I got news for you. That's going to piss you off.
Why? Oh, dear.
This is really crazy.
Peachy.
You know,
I always love this when we've had a late night before and then you've got great news.
This
for
is
me.
Really going to piss you off more than anybody else is going to piss
oh,
you off.
Oh, boy, now I'm really excited. This is what?
Did you talk to him, Lewis?
Yeah, I sure did.
Now, hold on. Don't blow. Did he say you could talk about it?
I didn't ask him, to be honest with you, if I could mention it on your air.
What is the deal? Oh, God.
You know what you better do? Let me do a break. Call Jeremy up. Ask him if you can talk about it. Then call back.
All right. Yeah. I will.
And then you're going to reveal this deep, dark secret to the world?
It's not a deep, dark secret. Actually, it's a very exciting thing, very enticing thing that's happening here.
I can tell when Don looks at me and says it's going to piss me off. I'm really
I endorsed it, if for no other reason, that I know it's going to bring Mike immense displeasure.
Why do you think it would, though?
Because Mike hates you more than anybody does, Lewis.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does. He roots for your failure.
He does, well, on the air, but I know it's not the case. I mean, he can put up whatever front he wants, but people can see right through it.
All right, hold on. I'll just call Jeremy myself.
Oh, God.
You'd be very upset.
I always say that when you get that really joyful look on your face.
Very upset.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Good afternoon, Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK.
Hello, Colette. It's Don and Mike. Can you put us through to Jeremy, please?
Sure. Hold on a second.
Calling the gerbil's office.
He's probably under his desk right now, balled up.
Hello?
You know, doing the tuck and roll. Hey, Jeremy?
Yeah?
I have the idiot on the phone. Lewis.
Lewis.
Can he talk about what you're talking about with him?
Yeah, sure. I think our conversation went very well.
Huh. All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
What's going on?
Okay. All right, Lewis.
Hi there.
Give everybody the big news, please. And let me just say, not only for Mike, but for all you Lewis haters out there,
what is going on?
Brace yourselves.
What is it?
I've been offered my own show.
No.
Can you believe that?
No, BS.
That's what I said. Hey, it's April Fool's Day. I was hip to the whole thing right up front. And real funny joke, guys. Thanks a lot. Ha ha. Laugh on me, I guess.
What?
It's not a joke?
What is going on? Could someone please tell me what's going on?
Listen, retard, you want to blow it, you blow it.
I'm not blowing it. I'm just, not completely spilling the beans. I really have, apparently, been offered my own show, and it's up to me to decide if I'm going to do it and which way it's going to go. It's going to be the first official Don and Mike spinoff.
It's true. It's true.
You know, Pharrell quit.
Pharrell quit.
I know, I read that memo, but...
Right.
800, Lutard. Right. I don't know what to do. I'm really going to have to get some advice sessions going with you guys now.
Full time?
I don't know if it's full time or if it's a trial.
Uh-huh. Well, what did Jeremy say? Because obviously you had something to do with it.
Jeremy just asked me what I would think about it. I said, what the hell? You know, I've always been kind of fond of Lewis. Give him a break in the business.
It really worked.
I think Pharrell was... I'm no big fan of Pharrell. No.
How goofy is that?
Yeah, congratulations, Lewis.
Thank you.
So now, what did Jeremy say to you exactly?
Well, he said that he really likes all the stuff that I've done on the show, and it made him laugh, and apparently then I'm a big deal on your show. And I said, am I really? And he said, yeah.
Oh, he's a very good judge of talent.
And he said that, the show runs very well, and really, he explained the deal with Pharrell, and explained that the sports junkies who have become very successful had started off basically with the same proposition that I've been given, and it's going to be up to me to come up with ideas and how long the show is going to be. And
I feel queasy right now.
It's going to be Monday through Friday after their show. That could be 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours with anything that I want to do.
I feel sick to my stomach. Mm.
But I do too.
How great is that?
It is freaking
Your
great.
Father, your adopted father is really psyched, I'll tell
How
you that.
How great
Lewis.
Is that?
It's so awesome, man. I'm not really sure. You know, I got to get my head together and really come about this.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to come in and audition or just start or what?
I think just start.
When? Did he give you a start date?
No, but it's got to be quick, apparently. After I got to call him tomorrow with some definitive answers and some questions that I probably will have for
Little
him.
I know when I read the memo about Pharrell.
Oh my God!
That this would happen this quickly.
Even if it's only like a 30-day thing. Oh. Imagine getting in your car every night and hearing Lewis.
Oh God!
Yeah, imagine that.
Your adopted father is very happy.
Thanks.
Don't muck it up.
No, listen, I'm gonna really consider this with adult intellect.
All right. Well, don't muck it up, Lewis.
Right.
Don't muck it up.
I don't think I can.
All right.
I don't want to. That's for sure.
Okay.
Way to go, Lewis.
All right. See you later.
Hold on. I'm gonna have some questions for you.
What?
I don't have them specifically.
Hey, this is good. This will mean that he'll probably be able to call you in the office every day now to ask about critiquing your show.
Listen, my part in this is done.
No, I'm going to have not so much questions about how. So, what do you think of the show? But like more putting one together. Because
listen,
I have very little experience in also being offered a major market radio show.
You're on your own.
Great.
Take it up with the gerbil.
All right,
good luck.
Yeah, Jeremy's good at molding ugly pieces of clay into shows.
All right, goodbye, Lewis.
Goodbye. I love you. You know that, right?
All right, I hate you. Goodbye.
Bye.
There he goes. New a star in the CBS empire.
I know that makes you very happy.
My God.
I know that makes you very, very happy.
Okay.
Happy day.
That's the news.
Look at him. He's beaming. He's very happy.
The station will do anything. I swear to God, the station, the way they put
proof.
Car dealers on.
I thought it was a weekend thing.
No. Well, Pharrell quit. They didn't have a show.
I read that memo, but little did I think that Jeremy
Good old Jeremy. I'm glad and he came to you for the advice.
Well, they just asked. Okay. Said, what do you think? And it's not like I didn't offer that up. I don't want my name attached to that in that way.
Right.
Said, what do you think?
Yeah!
Said, what do you...
Yeah!
Said, what do you got to lose?
Woo!
All right. Okay. All right. Let's do a break.
Terrific.
And then we'll be right back. Monica Lewinsky is in the news.
Right.
Because there is a bakery in Greenville, Texas, that is displaying a 2-foot-tall white chocolate sculpture of Monica Lewinsky.
Wow. Does it have black hair?
I don't know.
Does it have curly black hair?
I don't know.
Top of the baked good, the chocolate.
Let's call right now. Here you go. The statue is titled Monica Lewinsky. And she's wearing a black beret and a blue cocktail dress.
Lovely, Monica.
Who wants to eat that?
April Fool's Day, one day later, okay?
Yes.
I told you yesterday what my wife did to me, with the trick with my kid's report card,
right.
And then she did the same thing to him yesterday when she was in carpool and really flipped him out.
Oh, did she get the response that she wanted?
Yeah, he was totally upset by it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give him credit. Today, when he went to school, he set this up on his own. He had the principal call our house.
Oh.
Now, I knew about this,
right.
So I purposely didn't answer the telephone. My wife picks up the phone and goes, hello, and I'm sitting in the kitchen watching her on the telephone. And I know he's saying, you know, this is Principal Skinner. I'm calling from the school,
right.
And I see her face just go ashen.
Uh-huh.
Just totally ashen as she's hearing the news on the phone. Then she hangs up the phone, and I say, who was that? And she said, that's the principal from Bart's school. Do you realize he's flunking out? And I said, God, I don't believe that. She said, yeah, they're mailing their report cards out, and he's flunking out. And I smiled just a little bit. And she was so flipped out, she didn't catch what was going on. She said,
right.
What are you laughing about? I said, no, I'm not laughing. I'm just thinking about something else. And then right on cue, phone rings. Bring. It's Bart. Hey, Mom. April Fool.
Oh,
that's
great.
A pretty hip principal that did that. That's very cool.
Fantastic. Very nice.
Excellent. Smart principal, too, to get one parent's approval on that before they did that. You know,
very nice.
Might backfire otherwise.
Right.
Hats off to Barty. He got her good with that, and she was pissed. You know, and I said to her, well, how does it feel to have the shoe on the other foot? Yesterday, you were doing your little Rocky Balboa dance around the house going, na na na, na na na.
Nobody likes an April Fool's joke as much as she does.
Right. Or as much as we do. which brings us to our next topic.
Ah, yes.
Yesterday on this show, many of you smart guys out there called up immediately when you were positive that I was playing a big April Fool's joke on Mike with this thing with Lewis getting a gig at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
All you smart guys said, well, we'll wait till the end of the show. We're positive you're going to say April Fool's Day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you know what happened?
What?
End of the show came.
Right.
Never said April Fool's Day. Never said word one.
True. Right. I was praying for it, but it never happened.
Never did. Well, now I want to tell you something. As soon as line 444 goes on hold.
Yes. There it is. It's
line
on hold.
444 is on hold. Hello, Lewis.
Hi. What's happening, Don?
Hey, buddy.
Mike.
Hi there, Lewis.
Buzz.
Hey.
All right.
Lewis. Lewis.
You got to forgive me for that.
Forgive you for what?
I don't know. I just...
What did you do? What did you do?
Until last. Maybe you didn't feel as welcome as everyone else.
What did you do, Lewis?
When?
What did you just say?
Now?
Oh, great communicator that you are.
Yes.
Well, now yesterday...
I'm reeling from the not joke that happened.
Yesterday during the show,
mm-hmm.
We told you that Lewis was approached by the station about doing a show. Everybody called and said, oh, it must be me pulling a joke on Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope everybody out there is ready to eat some crow.
That's right.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because here it is, the day after April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Right.
And guess what?
What?
It wasn't a joke on Mike.
It's a joke on me.
Of course it was a joke on you, Louis.
April Fool's, Louis!
And no, you didn't know it, and I have the tapes to prove it. You didn't know it. And as a matter of fact, you even called Christine last night and asked her to be a guest on your new radio show. I knew it all along. Mike knew it all along. Mike did a superb job of playing along yesterday.
Thank you very much.
I got to give you an Academy Award for
that, Mike. Thank you so much.
Very nice.
It's nice to be on the other side of the fence once in a while. Not to be the victim. Lewis was the victim in this particular case.
You know what I thought about? I thought about letting the cat out of the bag yesterday, but that's too predictable.
Yeah, it's too predictable. You had to wait the 24 hours just to give it a little added bada-bing. This was better.
Yeah, because remember, the joke is not on you, the fine folks listening to the show.
Right.
The joke is not on Mike.
Right.
The joke is on Lewis Coleman.
And we'd like to thank Jeremy Coleman, our program director, for assisting us in this.
Very good.
Yeah.
Did a fine job.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lewis, of course, no, there's no job here for you.
Lewis?
Lewis?
Yeah.
Hello, Lewis.
Happy April Fool's Day, Lewis.
I just take it very seriously when someone toys with my dream.
Well, way to be a sour sport. Okay. Now we got that tape racked up, Rob? All right. Here is the first call yesterday.
Okay.
When I talked to Lewis before the show to tell him that there was a chance that he might get a job at the station.
That's right.
Okay. Here you go.
Beautiful. Listen up.
Hello?
Hi, Don. It's Craig.
Hey, you retard. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm actually being sent home from work today.
Why?
I pissed somebody off on the phone.
All right. Well, this might be your lucky day.
What's up?
Jeremy wants to talk to you.
About what?
About maybe a chance for you to do something here. But, you know, I'm concerned because if I put my name on the line for you, I have no assurances. I don't feel good that you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I can vouch for you.
Well, you have to explain further to let me know how serious of the situation we're talking about.
Well, I think it's serious, man. I mean, it's not bad serious. I think it's good serious.
Well, spill the beans.
Well, I can't.
Please.
Just, no, listen, Jeremy needs to talk to you. Just tell me something. If I vouch for you, don't fuck it up. Okay.
See, I even threw in some profanity right, so he would think that it was really on the level.
Very good.
A nice touch.
And what did he say about his dream? What he just hung up on?
I take it so when somebody screws with my dream.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Something like that.
Eat me, Lewis.
He'll call back.
Please.
Don't scare me into...
I'm not scaring you. It's something good, man.
I definitely don't want to fuck it up then.
Okay. All right.
But don't leave me in suspense.
I won't. I'll go get Jeremy right now. I gotta start the show. Just promise me that don't be your usual self with him, okay?
Oh, I never am. We have very good rapport.
All right, good.
I mean, no kidding.
You know, there might be an opportunity for you to do something here.
Like permanent?
I don't know. Talk to him, okay?
I would love to.
All right, hold on. Lewis?
Hi.
Okay, that's part one.
Excellent. This is funnier on the tapes after that.
Nicely laid out.
See, we had to leave it for a day.
Yeah, you had to go a day because it wouldn't have worked as well.
Because the overnight, you know, I'm positive that Lewis was waiting until 7 o'clock last night for us to call him up and say, you know, April Fools.
Right. So you had to go just a little extra mile with it.
And then today, conveniently, the offices here at the station closed early for Good Friday, everybody.
Sure.
So he's been trying to call Jeremy, like, all day long. But conveniently, you know, the front desk is closed.
Offices are closed, Lewis.
Lusa French should have told you. So here's his call with Jeremy.
This is the one I've been looking forward to hearing.
And at a couple of points during this call, this was yesterday, before the show, Lewis says, I think this is an April Fool's joke, but by the end of this call, I think you will see that he believes that this was on the up and up.
Okay. Here?
Hi, Jeremy. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Well, pretty good today, actually, but just realized something.
What was that?
Today's April Fool's Day. Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal. Here's why I'm calling you.
What?
As you may know, Pharrell is no longer going to be with the radio station.
Oh, what happened to old Pharrell? He's a syndicated guy.
He has taken a job doing play-by-play for a brand-new hockey team.
And see, let me break in again and tell you that all that is true.
Yes, that is true.
This guy, Scott Pharrell, is the guy that has a show on Westwood One, and he quit his show this week, meaning that our station has a slot open now starting at 11 o'clock at night.
That's correct. All true.
See, all that's true.
That is legit. Solid.
He's going to be in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he and Westwood talked about it, and I guess they decided that he couldn't do both things. He couldn't do both his show and be big-time hockey play-by-play star. Oh. So he ended. In fact, if you heard the show last night, there's a substitute host on, and in 30 days, that show is going to go away. So I'm now looking to see what to do in that space. And
Indeed.
Right. And Westwood is trying to convince me that they're going to come up with some new network show, but I'm not entirely hot on that because Pharrell never really got us any numbers, and I'd much rather do something like create the next Sports Junkies or something else that works well here but actually gets ratings.
Does it have to be sports?
No, no. In fact, I'd rather it wasn't sports because we're doing the Junkies right before it. So,
right.
But really, I mean, this station is all about entertainment. I need something in there that can get ratings by being a good, entertaining show that people like to listen to.
And you know, did a good job on this.
Jeremy's had a lot of experience lying to people.
Yes, oh, yeah.
You can tell how easy this comes to him, right?
It's just like washing his hands.
It's funny and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, the question is,
I'm listening to you.
I'm looking at the list of various things that I got going on here, and there is something to be said for, and I say this nervously, but there's something to be said for spinning off part of, say, the Don and Mike show.
A Don and Mike spinoff show.
Exactly. Okay. And since you are the biggest thing that's been on there lately, and seems to me.
Well, that's scary.
And Don has been pleased with the stuff that you've done, and
yeah, right now Lewis got the hook in his mouth. Right now, yeah, Lewis, you're the biggest thing on this show. Yeah, a spinoff.
Oh, oh my.
Oh, God. It's so much better waiting a day.
It is. And
I thought about waiting until Monday, but that might have been too cruel.
Yeah. I know all the Lewis fans are enjoying this.
Oh, yeah.
I find it funny. Then the question is, can this be a Lewis show?
You want a Lewis show?
Exactly.
After the Sports Junkies.
Exactly. Are you interested?
Yes, because this would be a major market show. That's my own show.
Yeah.
I know. Very soon.
Right.
Do what?
Relatively soon, this would take place.
Yeah, we'd have to move pretty quickly. I mean, we can't move. Your next step, should you choose to accept it, would be basically to give me your ideas of what the show would actually be.
Okay, well, that would me thinking about.
Yeah, exactly.
How long of a show would it be?
It would have to be at least 2 hours. Pharrell was 3 hours. He was 10 to 1. It would have to be at least 2 hours in order to have any sort of cut-throughness at all. I could entertain it being up to 4 hours. I could put you on from 10 until 2 a.m.
So you would actually consider up to 4 hours. Now, I got to tell you, Mr. Coleman, Jeremy, mm-hmm. If this turns out to be a cruel April Fool's joke, I'm really going to hurt myself with fire.
Well, that's entirely up to you, but no, this is not a cruel April Fool's joke.
Yeah, another smart statement, Lewis.
This is the same kind of phone call that I made to the Sports Junkies or some of the other people that we gave a shot to. And quite frankly, I'm not entirely sure you can do it. There's a damn
tell them that, too?
What?
Did you tell them that, too?
Who, Don and Mike?
No, Sports Junkies.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The onus is on you. It comes down to the ratings. If you can get the ratings, you're my hero and you last forever. And if you can't get the ratings, we move on to something else. So there's a risk involved in doing this.
Not for a person like myself.
You would have to really...
Such attitude. He's talking at the same time Jeremy's talking the whole night.
Mr. Coleman. Mr. Coleman, Jeremy, the Lewis Show. Set myself on fire.
Yeah, right, the Lewis Show.
Maybe you could pull this off.
Not a mic.
Hold on, back it up a little bit, Robbie. Hold on, we missed something there.
Thank you.
And if you can't get the ratings, we move on to something else. So there's a risk involved in doing this.
Not for a person like myself.
You would have to really believe that you could pull this off.
Not a mic.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
My first real deal, and this would be really the second major thing, and it would take some consideration and really some thinking about so I would succeed.
Well, you'll have to think fast. Because, obviously, Pharrell has gone away now. We've got some guest host on for the next, like I said, the next 30 days. So, you got to do this now, or else I'm going to move on to the next people on my list. So, as far as I'm concerned, the gig is yours, but you got to move fast.
Do I have the weekend to think about it?
Listen
to it.
The weekend? What day is it today? It's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Call me tomorrow.
With a definitive answer?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I call you tomorrow with further questions?
Yeah, sure.
Jeremy, this is a big deal to me.
Right, but can I trust that you'll do this?
Make a decision, or that I will make the decision, yes.
Yeah, that you'll make the decision, yes.
Yeah, I would say that would probably be the case.
Okay.
I'm just going going to have to go home and starve some creative juice and think that what's going on.
Tape cracks me up.
Classic.
Oh boy, you Lewis haters are listening today.
Oh my God.
All you people are calling telling me I'm a dumbass for keeping him on this show. I hope all you people are listening to this right now.
Especially being as inexperienced as I am.
Okay.
Can you take it into any consideration?
Will you what?
My inexperience.
I don't know. He's loaded with questions.
Believe me, it already has. There's a big risk for us to put someone in who's actually never really done it. But believe it or not, you have more radio experience going into this than the Sports Junkies did going into their gig.
He's a good liar, man.
Yeah, because they'd never done radio before.
They have three or four people to bounce around. I have me.
That is true.
I don't want to be a grease man.
That is true.
God bless him.
He's not too full of himself. This is better than Shirley Hempel coming in last year.
I swear to God it is.
I'm with you there, bud, but...
some of the ideas I have include bringing in people that I know to interview and do stuff with.
I think you're familiar enough with the station to know the kind of freedom that we give the people who have the radio shows. Answer me this, Lewis. Can you do it?
Huh?
Can you do it? Do you believe if I gave you this shift, you can do it?
Really, this is my dream. So, yeah.
All right, cool.
Great joke.
Please don't let it be a joke.
I would never do that. Lewis, I've got a multi-million radio station, dollar radio station here to program. I'm not going to be screwing around with this kind of stuff.
Oh, Jeremy, he's good.
Boy, that is really something. It's going to take a couple hours to absorb. Please understand that, Jeremy.
Okay, well, call me today. Call me back if you have any other questions.
Got it.
But I need to move quickly.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're my next star. All right.
Thanks, Coleman.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Jeremy Coleman, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeremy Coleman is the new star.
Oh, my God. I had no idea that he did that good a job.
Oh, my God.
And I need someone just to be with, to talk with. I love Jeremy.
You're my next star.
Oh, my God.
Went all the way to the
I don't want to be the next grease man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. God damn it. That's great.
Perfect.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you have a question, I know we can help you, too. I want you to pick up the phone and give us a try. This call is free. Pick up the phone now. Tell them, thank you.
This.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you add enough Broyhill, it makes it taste good. The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike. We're making future best of, even as you speak. With the good sounds of the Stampeders behind me, I want to say hello to everyone. Thank you all for listening to the best of Don and Mike. As you know, Don is watching Bart graduate today. Congratulations, Bart. Good job. And it's good day to listen, too, because we have a trip we're going to give away. We'll ask a trivia question before the show is over. So it's important that you listen, Joe. The trivia question, the answer will be revealed in one of the segments today.
That's right.
So what you're playing for today is a trip for two to Myrtle Beach with a two-night, three-day stay at the Caravelle Resort Hotel, courtesy of Hooters Air, with non-stop. Can I start that again? Yes. With non-stop jet service from Baltimore to Myrtle Beach beginning today. And, Joe, there's Hooters girls on every flight. For reservations, call 1-888-FLY-HOOT. Let me tell you the best thing about BWI Airport. It's Baltimore. It's Washington. It's two great cities that taste great together. It is the junction of my two favorite places. It's Baltimore and it's Washington. It's BWI Airport. And there's Hooters girls on every flight. I imagine the Hooters girls are both from Baltimore and Washington.
Rob?
Yes?
Can we take it from coming out of the record?
For reservations, call 1-888-FLY-HOOT. And Hooters Air flights are public charters operated by Pace Airlines. See tour participant for full terms and conditions of travel. They fly out of BWI Airport, Joe. Right, and that Baltimore to Myrtle Beach service starts today. So get on it. Hooters girls on every flight. Now, be listening, because that trivia question is coming up. But until then, the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Joy.
April Fools, everybody. Happy April Fools to you.
I thought for sure that was what's going to happen yesterday, but I just want to say you guys are bastards are doing it, but it's funnier than hell.
Yeah, come on. You got to come up with a different April Fools gag every year.
Do you got somebody else lined up? Because I doubt he's going to call again.
Do I what?
Do you got somebody else lined up to do what he did? Because I doubt he's going to call again.
Oh, he's going to call again.
Oh, come on, please.
He'll get over it. Please, frankly, if he doesn't call, there'll be no skin off our noses. But, you know, I'm sure he will.
Hey, you know, he's
hey, Fishman, you got to remember, he was aware in the way in the dark recesses of his mind.
Yeah.
He was aware that something like this might happen.
Hey, it's April Fool's Day, man.
April Fool's
Day. And a guy with no experience is going to be offered a job at one of the top radio stations in America. Please, you're my next star.
Jeremy. I had no idea Jeremy sold it the way he did.
Cool. Jeremy's a sneaky little bastard,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I didn't know Jeremy had that in him.
He's excellent. I couldn't have done it that good myself.
No way. Jeremy was very credible.
I was stumbling through my little preamble there.
Well, as you say, Jeremy, with lots of practice. You know, lots of practice talking to us.
Yes. Hello. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Donna Mike?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, Buzz. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going? Hey, I just wanted to say this has got to be the cruelest thing that anyone's probably done, but just the fact you did it to Lewis makes it great.
Yeah, see, that's, you know, as far as the cruelty factor, you have to bring the Lewis factor in.
Yeah, definitely.
And that balances, that evens everything out. That makes it an innocent, practical joke.
Yeah, and, you know, keep in mind, unless he does something rash, like tells us to F off or something, you know, he can keep his position here on the show.
Of course he can.
As the water boy.
This gag was custom made for Lewis.
That's right.
He tends to get a little full of himself, and so this fit perfectly.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people that naked cruelty would work with. Right? There's also not a lot of people that would have fallen for that hook, line, and sinker on April Fool's Day.
That's right. That's the Lewis factor. It's the Lewis factor that balances everything out.
You're my next star.
Oh, my God. What a sell job.
Hello.
Jeremy Coleman is the man.
Yeah.
I hate to give him his props, but he did a great
job. I'm like, raise the roof, Jeremy Coleman.
Yes, he did. He did a great job.
Yes,
and hold me respect for that guy.
Yeah, you know what? Me too.
He's my hero.
You're my next star. Careful.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don, on my show. Yeah, let's not go crazy.
Yeah, really.
I mean, he did a good job on the joke and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Don, my...
Hey, buddy.
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 Buddy, buddy, buddy.
Hey.
Don, bend over. I want to kiss your ass.
Good one. It was a good one. That's why yesterday when everybody was calling right away and saying, oh, this has to be an April Fool's joke. Mm-hmm. You know, how stupid do you folks think I am? You thought that was just a joke I would play on Mike?
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand either, you know. And then, but, you know, those calls helped.
They yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I was selling it at that point.
Great job. You sure did.
You know, Don conceived it. Jeremy just delivered it. And
you're a big part of it. That's big part of it.
I was very happy with that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Just like to talk about the propaganda against Belgrade.
Oh, please, come on. We're talking about Lewis right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, it's Mark Monahan from Sacramento.
Thanks for the bio.
Hey, man, that was awesome. That was incredible. I was dying here. I'm just catching my breath.
Another Lewis fan weighing in on the subject.
Oh, nobody better.
Man, what a dope.
Nobody better than Lewis. Nobody better than Lewis to do that to.
Yeah. Oh, I got the job. I'm going to be a store.
You're my next star. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, that was great yesterday. That Lewis, that guy's a jackass.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, more Lewis fans weighing in.
It's unanimous, Mike. Hello?
Yes, Don.
Yes, sir.
You cold-hearted bastard. That kid adores you.
No, not anymore.
He's
doesn't.
He's adoring, but he adores you.
I think he still adores you. I think he still adores you.
Well, listen, if he's at all smart, he'll realize that he just got a half hour of exposure on our show.
Oh, I know, but he worships you. He's annoying
right.
as hell.
And that's why the joke worked, man. That's why the joke works.
Right.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
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 Hello, you're on the air.
I'm on the air. Is this Don Geronimo?
Yes.
Mr. Geronimo?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to apologize to you for calling. This is Craig Coleman's father.
Oh, please, are we going to go through this again
this
with you?
No, we're not going to go through it again.
This because, isn't, you know, is this really Craig Coleman's father?
No, John Geronimo. I don't know who the hell you are or what your name is, but let me tell you something. You are a low-down,
thank you,
sorry son of a bitch.
Thank you.
Low-down, and so is Mike O'Mara, and so is, whatever that guy is.
Oh, and you're an absentee father. What do you know? Come on, get off my phone.
No, you get off of my phone, you no good bastard.
No, you called me, and this is not even Lewis's father.
Lewis's father.
No, this is not Lewis's father.
This is not Lewis's father.
Oh, hell yes, it is.
Oh, hell no, it's not.
Oh, hell yes, it is, too.
No. No,
you know,
not.
You didn't sound this southern the last time we talked to you.
Well, I don't give a damn what I sounded. I know who I am. And
no, I didn't. He does not sound like that.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
Because Lewis's real father did call us one time to scream at us one time.
You know, I'm not going to scream at you. But you guys are just some low-life...
And you are a liar because you are not Lewis's father.
Oh, please. Hold on. All right, Lewis is back on the line.
There we go.
Hey, Lewis.
That's him.
That was your dad?
That is my dad.
Really, Lewis?
Of course.
You're not going to say April Fool's or anything like that, are you?
No, I'm not going to be saying that today.
Is that really your father?
That's really my dad.
Well, your father didn't sound as southern the last time he called.
This is really Lewis, too.
Oh, I know this is you. Come on, you called on the inside line.
It didn't really sound like your dad. I thought your dad didn't have that much of a southern accent the last time we talked to him.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Mike. I just want to say that, you know, I did fall for it, hook, line, and sinker, because this is dealing with something that I do hold
yeah,
to.
Yeah, okay, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Come on, it was a joke, man.
I had for Jeremy Coleman.
Either you get the joke or you don't get it.
Can I go through some of the stuff that I had prepared to ask him to get more in depth?
Yes, Lewis, what were you going to ask Jeremy?
Okay, go ahead.
Why are you offering me this show? Number one, will it be Monday through Friday, 5 days a week? Will I make a full-time income? Sign a contract? How long to prove myself? Should I still do stuff for Don and Mike? Will I be taken seriously by management and listeners? Will I be helped to develop the show? How much creative control? What does the exact format have to be? Can there be music? What kinds of things in terms of pre-producing the show will be provided by the station? Bumpers and bids and promos? Will I get my $100 that you guys owe me? When will the show start? What are the chances of being simulcast to Baltimore in place of Pharrell 2? How good do I have to beat Pharrell's ratings? Would I have an office at the station? What would be my daily work requirements to be considered doing a job well done by management? Will my show have any type of budget at all? Will I have sponsors? Can I get more? Will I have access to prizes and gifts for promotional consideration? What will my limits be? What if I...
You know, this makes it even funnier.
Production
and he wrote all these questions out.
Can I be the first to start regularly using swears on air, you know, to sensitize the whole shock value? Will I ever get vacations? And should I have asked anything that I didn't?
All right. All right, excellent job, Lewis. Excellent job.
Very good, Lewis.
You've always got a place on this show, Lewis.
Lewis?
Well, I wish
Tell
I could feel secure
though.
In that.
Was that really your father?
Yeah, and this is really me. And this is real radio right now.
Yeah, okay, right. Real radio right now. Real.
Real radio.
Real radio. Magic. Did not sound like your dad, because I was hoping it was really your dad.
I was hoping I was really getting a job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's April Fool's Day, Lewis. And yes, we're radio pranksters, man.
Yeah, I want to be one, too.
I know you do.
We understand that, Lewis.
I'll just wait a little longer.
I'm giving you this opportunity on the show, man.
I'm in for the good long fight. I don't want it to be easy anyhow.
Well, Lewis, you should understand what Don said before, the exposure. I mean, this has been, you know, this has been the whole first segment of the show dedicated to you, Lewis.
That's why I prepared for it. In every way. So on that level, thank you, but I really wish it was the case. And I'm still hoping that you'll say, all right, it was, but we're really going to show the listening audience and it'll be on them in the long run. And then all of a sudden I'll turn up for
Lewis,
a while.
Lewis, you want to know something?
No.
Absolutely not. Come on, please.
And Lewis, just look, this is just more material for your movie.
Yeah, unfortunately it is, but these are going to be the down scenes when I go into the toilet and cry.
Okay, all right. Well, go on in the toilet and cry, and I'll see you the next time you're down here.
No, really. I think that you at least owe me some sort of idea of what I'm going to be doing next. Let me tease me with something.
Oh, what, you mean like your next bit?
Please.
All right, I do have something for you, and this is not an April Fool's joke. It's something that involves IRS Day, Tax Day.
Oh, speaking of which, I need to get my ass together with that.
Okay, so, you know, call Rob to see about getting your Uncle Sam suit, because I do have a job for you on April 15th.
Oh, okay.
And that's no April Fool's gag.
All right, well, concerning the April Fool's gag, that was some real funny ass, man.
It was. Goodbye, Lewis.
Bye, Lewis. That's
goodbye.
Craig Coleman.
Good sport. Goodbye. I wish I had left that old man on the line if that was really his father.
Well, no, you know, and you can never get a straight answer out of Lewis, so you don't know whether that was really his dad or not. But his dad has called us before
and has
also called us a-holes before.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
First of all, you know, he should be thankful he's on the air with you. Second of all,
I think he is.
I don't even think you guys have that kind of demand list for Jeremy. I mean, it was like
Lewis. Come
yeah, it was
on.
Pretty just, funny.
You remember the first time you got your, you know, first real gig in radio, and you hopped up and down and you screamed, and he didn't care
no, it's
if you
nice
had to clean
to know.
The toilet.
It's nice to know that after Lewis has called us, you know, and kind of been a good sport about it, that the hatred still permeates the show.
Still
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Still there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, you hey. Are my gods.
Right on, man.
I'd like to hold on for the Lewis Show, if possible.
Hello, keep holding. Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, that was Craig Coleman's father. They did the bit that you all did last week. The last time you called.
Oh, really? Did
yeah,
we?
They played it best of last week.
Oh, we ran that? Oh, well.
Yeah, it was definitely him.
Well, he certainly got a chance to say his piece, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did. And it sounded like he meant it, too.
Oh, well, screw him.
Please. We're doing more for Lewis than his father ever did for him.
Here, here.
We're like Lewis's father. We're like his adoptive uncles, please. Mm-hmm. We're like Uncle Bill on Family Affair to him.
Part of a team.
You know, maybe Mr. Coleman, if you'd showed him a little more love, you know, he wouldn't be quite the mess he is today. Please, for goodness sakes. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to know, you guys were complaining a couple weeks ago about the traffic. I want to know why you're creating traffic.
Pardon me?
You guys are creating the traffic now, right?
We're creating the traffic. What do you
and
mean?
How are we creating the traffic?
Because Lewis is going to be at the bridge in about 5 minutes.
All right.
Well, maybe.
One more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I called yesterday and I told you it was an April Fool's and you belittled me.
Right, I sure did. I sure did. Goodbye.
I was right, though, wasn't I?
Yes, you're absolutely right. But you understand, I couldn't let it go yesterday. It wouldn't have ruined the show.
But I feel better than that. All
right. Hold on. Lewis is online again.
He's back. Okay. Very good.
Okay, what else, Lewis?
Please, go lie to my dad if you don't mind, and please just show me that respect if you wouldn't.
What? Don't what?
Because my dad and my mother are very good parents that were looking to get an end result in a kid, because I'm not...
Lewis, I'm only saying stuff about your dad that you've said before on this show.
No.
Yes.
No, I've never said you were my adopted father, and thank God for you, because my dad made me such a mess.
Oh, please.
All right?
Come on,
so
Lewis.
My dad, I love my parents.
Jesus
and
Christ.
My brother.
Here's a quarter. Buy
what,
a sense of humor,
parents,
man.
And he's just calling in to defend me, because
right.
on the phone, on, you know, both extensions.
Who's done more for you, your father or me?
No, listen to this. Last night, I was talking to them both on different extensions at their house from here, again, giving me advice back and forth, like it was a real deal. We were taking it seriously. Seriously, because
please.
I know
all
I
right.
want this.
Okay. All right.
They are
all
upset because
right.
it hurts them all like it would hurt.
Oh, please, it's an April Fool's joke, Lewis.
It's an April Fool's joke, Lewis.
That's reality, but still, I can't expect them to
Listen,
understand.
Tell your mom and dad, who's the guy that gave you the break to drink your own urine on stage? It was me! Come on, I'm your daddy.
Maybe you need an absentee son. Is that what's going on?
Lewis?
I'm fine with my dad, but you are doing a lot
right,
for me.
Lewis,
well,
Jesus.
Radio.
Lewis, I don't think you need to call and defend your dad after he calls and, you know, calls us low-down sons of bitches. And, Lewis, don't make me get out the tape of all the times that you said bad stuff about your father on this show.
Go ahead and get it out, because I'd be interested to hear
did
something that I never
tape?
Did.
Get out the tape, Rob. Lewis, do you want this to disintegrate into an argument now?
No, I just want to make sure that you treat my dad with respect.
Lewis, I don't treat anybody with respect
Lewis,
on this
Lewis,
show.
Hold on a second. Lewis, how are we supposed to treat your dad with respect when he calls us and he's saying we're low-down sons of bitches and he's immediately starting with a frontal attack?
Well,
how can we give somebody how do we give somebody respect when they talk to us like that?
Because
how does that work?
You've got to understand that he's not understanding the joke. He's not getting it because he's taking
Well, you know, unfortunately, we can't give respect to people that don't get the joke. That's not the way this show works.
Please, Lewis, come on. I mean, go straighten your dad out yourself.
Well,
I mean, really, that's your job.
It would be
a moot point if your father hadn't had called us up on his own.
He's my dad, so that's that. Okay? It's time.
Okay, well, maybe your dad can put you on his radio show.
Why would you like to blackmail me against my father?
I'm not blackmailing you against your father.
Well, it's like if I don't come around to your way
no,
of thinking,
geez, you
something
twit.
Like that, I'm off the show. No,
Lewis, what I don't understand is
I never
really...
said you're off the show, you twit.
I know, but you're making it think like I'm edging closer and closer to the possibility of extension.
All right, Lewis, okay,
my
you
dad.
Want the bottom line truth? Really? I have a borderline dislike for you. I really probably would hate it if you were my son, okay? You're highly dysfunctional. I really would never want to be your father.
I'm highly
okay?
dysfunctional.
Yes. And listen... You can't have it both ways. On one hand, I kid and I say, I want to be your father, you get upset. So now I'm telling you the truth. There's no way I want to be aligned with you in any way in my personal life.
Well,
anyway,
it's a good thing my dad does. So that's
good, right?
What I'm defending.
Good for you. What a sense of humor.
That's fine.
And
you want us to give your father respect, but he calls us. He calls us, and
he's not going to call you. He's not doing it to get on the air and be heard. He just wants you to know.
Oh, that's why he called on a request line, and why he identified himself to Christine, and why he wanted to speak to us on the radio.
Well, that's the only way he can get in touch with you to let you know how he feels. He's not.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a minute.
Lewis, listen. You're way too uptight, man.
No, I'm just defending my dad. I went away.
You don't have to defend your dad.
I may have pulled it off without a hitch just for you guys.
Please, I don't know your dad from Adam. Nobody knows your dad from Adam.
Donald is his name. Donald Gene Coleman.
Well, Lewis, now, why are you saying your father's name?
I don't know.
But what's your point?
I just want to say his. Can I say my mom's too? And honor them.
Like, you want to honor your parents, Lewis.
Yeah.
You want to honor that's your payback for the April Fool's joke. Yes.
Feel free, Lewis.
Go ahead.
Honor your parents.
Honor
Lewis.
Your parents right now as much as you want.
Donald Gene Coleman.
That is your father.
Kathy Sue Feldbush Coleman. Kevin Douglas Coleman. Craig Matthew Coleman.
Not the whole family?
That's the nuclear one.
The nuclear family.
Yes. So,
okay,
anyway,
all right.
That's my proof that I love them and I need them in my life, and I'm glad they're there.
Lewis, why do you feel the need to say it on the radio? Why don't you just call them up, or even better, just go see them and tell them that?
Because they know it, and I saw them last weekend.
Well, then why are you wasting my time with this?
Because you guys don't know it like that. So I'm just
Lewis, can I just tell you something very briefly?
You know.
Really? Frankly, I think I speak for Mike and everybody on the show. Really, we don't care.
Really?
Really. I mean, you're a nice enough young man.
Yeah, I know.
You do our jobs on the show. You do your skits.
And I'm dysfunctional.
Lewis, let me tell you something. And I think you have to make this distinction. This is very, very important. Listen to what I'm going to tell you right now, okay?
Attentively.
This is our little stage here, okay?
Yep, I know it is.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to get my own little stage someday.
Now, hold on.
How hard I
hold
have
on, Lewis. Lewis. You're not listening.
I owe a lot to you.
You're not listening, Lewis. You got to separate the two, buddy. You got to separate the two. If you're so concerned, if you're, did he hang up?
Yeah.
Lewis, I think so. Lewis Craig Coleman.
There you go. Wow. Always interesting, man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, it's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
Even better than touching skin, the Don and Mike Show.
And the science says,
Mark said something the other day on the show, and I wanted to bring this up because I know both you and I were captivated by this. Buzz is doing a story about Puffy Combs,
right. Yeah.
Being arrested, being in trouble for something.
Mm-hmm.
And right in the beginning of the story, and I wanted to remember to mention this to see if anybody has any information on this. Buzz mentions just as a throwaway.
Right.
He says, hey, Don and Mike, Puffy Combs is in trouble with the law. He's been at many functions recently with Stewart,
mm-hmm.
and Buzz just blew right past that
right.
to get to the part about Sean Combs being in trouble.
Right.
Well, I can't get it out of my mind, the fact that Puff Daddy, is going out with Martha Stewart.
I don't know that they're actually dating. In fact, I think what she's doing, I think she was making it a point to be photographed with him, to hip up her image a little bit, to show that she loves all people, that kind of thing.
But they have gone True. To events together.
Like, together, like in the same limo or something like that?
Well, I did a little search on the web.
Right.
And I found a site that has some pictures.
Of Puffy and Martha?
It has pictures of Puff Daddy and her
right.
leaving, I think it was maybe the Grammy Awards together.
Right?
Right?
It's a good thing. Oh, are you down with that, Puffy?
If anybody knows anything about that, we got to find out the details on that, because I just can't picture it.
charity functions, social functions, and yes, several award shows. They've been photographed arm in arm, their elbows
locked together. That's exactly how they were in the photo that I saw on the web. They were arm in arm walking down one of those big red carpets together.
Do you get the impression that Sean Puffy Combs is like going home in the evening and just laughing his ass off at the fact that Martha Stewart wants to hang around with him? I mean, he's got to be.
What does he get out of it, though?
I mean,
what does Puffy Combs get out of the fact? First off, he has to be ridiculed by his homeboys.
Yeah, well,
you got to know that when they go, hey, what you doing?
What you doing with Martha Stewart, man?
Unless everybody's in on the joke,
right?
And laughing together,
and they're just completely, you know, taking advantage of her.
I think everybody in his posse,
I think,
is in on that joke.
I see no reason otherwise why Sean Puffy Combs would be hanging out with Martha
Stewart.
They're in love.
But I've heard nothing about this till Buzz mentioned this.
Right.
And then, like I said, did some research, did a search, a search engine. I found one picture of them that had been in the Los Angeles Times.
Right.
Where they were hand in hand together. And it made mention, here is Sean Puffy Combs escorting Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm. The first time I think they were seen in public together was on an awards show, correct?
That's correct.
They presented, and it was just, I mean, it was a big deal because it was just funny to see Martha Stewart in that environment, and it was a music show, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I believe it was the Grammys, as Don mentioned, and there have been a number of shows since, a number of social functions in New York that they've attended together as well.
Robbie, why don't you give me the number of CBS, or wherever Martha Stewart's TV show is produced out of.
I mean, even if she was an older woman who maybe took care of herself a little bit better.
Oh, please.
But she's not. I mean, you see that Kmart commercial where she's in the pool. It's like,
You lift up that shirt, and you got that cod belly.
We saw some pancakes the other day. We'd be, talking about terrible pancakes.
I don't even want to think about her bird's nest down there. It's just got to be
not
an awful, awful mess.
I would think so.
You know, I don't know. Maybe he lost a bet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with one of his rapper friends or something,
right.
And he owed him like $100,000 on a Mercedes or something, and he said, okay, listen, instead of giving you the money, you know, maybe you got to take Martha Stewart out for a year.
It's funny. Or, you know, he's getting the calls from Martha Stewart, yeah, I'll pick you up at 8, and he's just sitting there with, you know, his friends laughing out loud.
I think they were put together at that award show as a goof, and some kind of friendship developed, at least in her mind.
See, I don't doubt that from her standpoint.
Right.
Because she seems to be a conniving, manipulative, you know, untrustworthy old bag.
Yeah, but also
that she sees this as a way to hip herself up. Because, right, let's be honest, unless we were going to describe what a skank she was,
right,
the topic of Martha Stewart never comes up on a show like this.
But also, I would say Martha Stewart strikes me as somebody that might have a little inflated opinion of herself.
Oh, sure.
She might very well think that this guy is interested in her, and maybe you know, maybe that's why she said, he really treats me well, and I know he's a lot younger. It's a May-December romance, and you know, maybe she thinks it's completely legit, a la Burt Reynolds' Dinah Shore. You know what I mean? Maybe it's one of those. It's happened before.
Sure. No, but okay. But Dinah Shore, even in her most dinosaur-like state when she was going out with him, she had a certain sexuality.
Yes, she did. I agree.
And there's no doubt that Burt Reynolds is a big horn dog.
Yeah.
You know, you get none of that from Martha Stewart.
Says it's the love of his life.
I don't doubt that Puffy Combs is very horny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what young man isn't, especially a young man with money?
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? He's got the world by the tail.
Well, and he can get any woman he wants. I see those videos.
Hello?
Man.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sky from your contest last Thursday.
Oh, from the Ugly Breast Contest.
Yes,
hello.
38G.
Hi, Sky, with a 38G. Right,
you left your
bra as a little souvenir for us.
Yes, the nice ugly one.
And we thank you for that.
You're welcome.
How are you doing? Is the sky falling?
Well, they have been, but why are you raving so bad on Martha Stewart?
Are you a Martha Stewart fan, Sky?
No, I'm not really.
Oh, then why do you care?
But
why are you hanging me?
Why are you hanging me? Oh, men think of her as the ideal woman to be with. She cooks, she cleans, everything's perfect all the time.
Martha Stewart?
Yes.
Scott, you've been like chewing on about 8 Valium or something like that. You sound very mellow.
No, it's just me.
Well, no, Martha Stewart is gross.
Well, I don't like her style either.
All right, then, thank you. Goodbye, Sky.
Goodbye.
Bye, Sky.
Goodbye. Yeah, I don't know.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Sky probably spent a little too much time in the dentist chair today.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Baldy.
Hey, this is Mo.
Yes, hello, Mo.
Hey, I was just calling because you guys were talking Martha Stewart and Puffy. And a couple years ago, she was on the MTV Music Video Awards show, and she presented a prize with Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, now, I remember that also. However, she was not, like, seen in public. I mean, this thing with Puffy Combs, she's been seen with him, like, at dinners.
What is the age difference?
I'm thinking it's
not 100.
This has to be her thing to kind of show off that she's with a black man or something.
Well, I don't know.
You know what I think? I'm going back to what I said before. Delusions of grandeur. I think she thinks that she is hot. Look at the look she gives when she's in the pool in that Kmart commercial where she looks up and going, look at me, I'm just so incredibly hot and beautiful.
I don't doubt that. Again, though, what is Puffy Cole? You know,
that's the wild card. I don't understand.
And here's what else you got to consider. This is doing damage to his reputation.
I would think so.
Right? I mean, I think less of him as a man that he's being, you know, led around by Martha Stewart.
Sure. Sure.
Please, he could be with some hot chick.
This is interesting. I'd love to know. But do we know for a fact that they really are an item, or do
they just
show up?
We're going to call the Martha Stewart show right now. As soon as we take this call, we'll find out. Hello?
Hello,
Dynamite Show.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hey, great, thanks.
Hey, I just called to say thanks for making my drive home very funny.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. I thought that was a woman. At one time.
All right, we are calling the Martha Stewart Show right now.
We can just ask if Martha and Sean Puffy Combs are involved. There's no way he's doing that.
Good afternoon, Martha Stewart Living.
Yes, hi. This is the Donna Mike Radio Show. We are on the air right now for CBS. We were wondering if someone could talk to us about Martha's relationship with Puffy Combs.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Lou.
Yeah, well, she picks up
we are an item. We are very much in love. It's a good thing.
And you know what else is unbelievable about Martha Stewart?
What?
She looks like she's never worked in the kitchen a day in her life. You know what I mean? True. She makes all that fancy food and stuff. I bet she's like the Bob Vila, where she's got some slug. Like, she's got her equivalent of Norm.
Right.
Who's really doing all the work, except at least Bob Vila didn't hide it. Bob Vila would come and go, I'm Bob Vila.
Well, here's Norm here, sweating, holding up the joist that's supporting the entire floor, and I'd help, but I'm too busy looking at the camera. I'm Bob Vila.
Bob Vila. But at least Bob Vila,
right,
you know, was up front about it.
Right.
I bet Martha Stewart's got some grunt that's doing her cooking.
They're not real realistic.
Martha Stewart Living, this is Kim.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. We work for CBS. We're wondering if you could tell us about the relationship between Martha and Sean Combs.
Are they involved romantically?
You would need to contact the Susan Magrino Agency. That's the press agency for Martha Stewart.
How about you? You got any thoughts on it? You see her all the time.
Again, I'd have to refer you to the press agency. Do you want their number?
Because, frankly, we can't see the upside for Puffy.
We're just wondering whether they really are involved or not. I mean, I guess they hang out together a lot, right?
Well, again, I can give you that telephone number if you'd like it.
You think there's any chance that, you know, they're doing anything?
Again, if you'd like the telephone number, I can give you that, but otherwise I'm going to have to.
Okay. Hold on, Robbie. Pick it up, please.
Christ. Since his arrest, a little spin control, maybe. Oh, boy.
It's a very good thing.
I was going to say, Martha Stewart, some of those tips that she gives are for, you know, not the 90s woman. For a woman that literally would have 16 hours to, you know, to fold that piece of paper into the right doily.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Again, I would just like to say that Drew Barrymore is hot.
Oh, come on. Please, you stop calling every day with that. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Martha's gay.
What?
Martha's gay.
That's alleged.
I don't know. She looks it, man.
Allegedly.
She looks it. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
But I guess she likes meat. You know what I mean?
We don't know yet.
She likes man meat.
Well, she was married, too. I mean, she was married.
And do you remember, didn't we have the guy that wrote that book about her on the show?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that wrote the book about what a queen bitch Martha Stewart was to live with?
Yeah.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hi. Las Vegas sighting, fall of last year, in the Bellagio Casino about 2 a.m. at the craps table. My brother reports he meets Martha Stewart and three operative words, Hispanic stud muffin.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Younger? Younger guys?
Much younger. Much, much, much younger.
Mm. You know, maybe she's paying Puffy.
Mm.
You know, maybe she's, you know, paying him to go out with her.
Yeah.
You know. Interesting, though. Interesting little observation.
Paying him to service the account.
Yeah, that she likes younger men. He can't need the money that badly.
All right, thank you. Hello, Donna Mitchell. Who knows how much she's paying?
Right.
Hello. Hey guys, on E! Entertainment Network, they have like a little gossip show.
Yeah.
And they were asking Puffy Combs about his relationship, and he said that lately he hasn't been wanting to go to sleep at night, and they asked him why. He said because then he'd miss her. So I don't know.
Oh, that's the Barbara Streisand line. Stop it.
Stop it, please.
Hello. Okay.
Donna Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, man. Have you guys seen the skits on Saturday Night Live about Martha Stewart?
No, there's a lady that does a great impression of Martha Stewart on Saturday Night Live.
Do they do Martha Stewart and Puffy Combs, or they just goof on Martha Stewart?
No, they're just kind of goofing on Martha Stewart. Like, and I think the one that I saw was on Comedy Central, so it was reruns.
Yeah.
And what they're talking about, she's doing for Halloween, and she's talking about taking a bag of dog poop and putting it on her ex-husband's porch and, like, lighting it on fire, I think it was. just goofed on that. And stuff. Like, then they had one with her mother for Mother's Day and how they were all fighting.
One. I saw that one. That was a funny one. Yeah, the lady that does Martha Stewart does a great job on
it. I saw one of those bits where it was Martha Stewart's, what was her, Naked Christmas? topless Christmas?
Yeah. And then she had another one with her mother there, and her mother was just like this ice woman, totally. Well, okay, mother, if you don't want to participate, just tell me.
That might be that mom. Molly Shannon that does that.
I think yes. So. I think so.
She's funny.
Yes, she is.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
All right. Hello.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Great,
hey,
thanks.
I don't know if it's in the new Vibe or the new Spin magazine. I was over at a friend's house looking at one of his, you know, magazines. He gets all those subscriptions. And in the back, there's a blurb about what's hot, what's not kind of thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're saying that apparently they hooked up at the Grammys, you know, that goof thing about hooking them up together or whatnot.
Yeah.
But that they went to his restaurant afterwards, which is in Manhattan. She had food. She really liked it. She got in a kitchen, started showing him things about cooking, you know, and apparently he's been, like, big into decorating, you know, redecorating everything. Personally, I think he's slipping her the high hard one.
Well, that's good, though. That's a little more insight to you know, okay, maybe
anyway,
a little professional connection there.
My newsfinder check.
And he has a place in the very White Hamptons these days. Days too, and has been decorating, fixing up that place.
Really?
So I guess he could use the tips.
You know, if he's got the restaurant and he's got the place in the hand.
Isn't he concerned about his career?
He's using her. Perhaps he's using her.
She is poison, though, for his career. She's absolute poison, man. God damn, what kid's going to like Puffy when he's hanging around with the real Puffy?
Rob just raised his hand. Rob likes the Puffy-Martha connection.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, my friend.
I have seen Martha Stewart on David Letterman before, and they've been real friendly with each other.
You mean David and Martha Stewart?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now you're talking a little more compatibility there, you know?
Yeah, right, I mean, he's like as old as she is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's got to be, what, at least a 20-year age difference?
Yes, I'd say 20. How old is Puffy Combs? Like in his early 20s or something like that? 27?
Right.
And really, how old is Martha Stewart? Like mid
87?
Mid-50s, really, right?
I'd say close to 50.
Right? Hello?
Oh, hey, no, buddy. She's older than 50.
Really?
Well,
is she?
Oh.
Yeah. Christ, she's pushing 60. She's got to be. Robbie, did you get that number?
Yeah, it's
on. Oh, hold on. Here it is. All right, hold on. Hold on there,
whoever you are.
All right, well, maybe we can get some answers. We'll get to the bottom of it. We got other junk to talk about today.
And the keyword is romantic. I think that's what everybody wants to know.
Hello, this is the Magrino Agency.
I'm fascinated by this. Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. We're doing a live radio show right now for Save Ass. Mm-hmm. We were given this number by Martha Stewart's people.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to know what the relationship is between Martha and Sean Combs.
Are they involved romantically?
Right now, the person that would need to speak to in regards to Martha Stewart is actually in a meeting.
Do you have an opinion on this?
No, I don't.
Oh, bummer.
You ever seen him kiss?
I am not involved whatsoever. No. Thanks.
Hello? Yeah, this is a woman. This is a woman who has quite the support network. I think, you know, this is the Iron Fortress here.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I know the deal. I know what's up with Puffy and Martha.
Really?
Good. Well, somebody enlighten us.
Well, I mean, it's just basic information. He already has a girlfriend who's the mother of his two kids. They're just hanging out, two celebrities.
Do they live
Puffy
together?
Puffy made $56 million last year. He doesn't need Martha to pay him or whatever to go out.
Right. Well, so does he live with his girlfriend?
Yes.
And they're, like, still together and happy and all that?
Right. He has two kids by her. Matter of fact, the restaurant is named after his son that he has.
Well, why doesn't he marry her?
He has too much money.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody at Andrew's. Listen to the show.
So you think he's using Martha Stewart for, like, the decorating and all that stuff?
Learning from her.
friends, celebrity friendship.
Don't you think that's kind of faggy, though?
No.
That you want to learn about decorating from Martha Stewart?
Okay.
I think it's totally faggy if it's true. Oh, please. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, there's more information, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, goodbye.
You know, that guy that said the restaurant, the house in the Hamptons, you know?
I don't know what to think.
I still think that, you know, I'm just going on the thing that Puffy hopefully has got his inner circle. It's like we have our inner circle here, and then at some point he closes the door and they all lean their heads back and laugh out loud. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Martha Stewart, B. Arthur, or the old shoe? Who would it be?
The old shoe, man.
Me too, buddy. We'd be having leather.
Old shoe. Which would you eat first, Mike? An old shoe, Beatrice Arthur, or Martha Stewart?
I think I might go with Martha Stewart.
Oh! I bet if I put a blindfold on you, you couldn't tell the difference between Martha B and the old shoe. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I had some trivia about the actress who plays Martha Stewart. Her name is Anna Gasteyer, and she's a local girl.
Are you talking about what actress plays Martha Stewart?
On Saturday Night Live, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Impersonates, not plays.
Oh, impersonates.
You know, plays. Is, you know.
Sorry.
So it's not that Molly Shannon.
No, it's Anna Gasteyer, and she went to Sidwell Friends, and she's either a half-sister or stepsister of Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, okay. Really? All right, good.
All right, thank you.
Okie doke, bye.
You know, she is my favorite on that show. She really is. She's kind of subtle, and she's very good. She does a few very funny things on there.
That Molly Shannon's cute, though, I think.
You like Molly Shannon?
I do.
You mean the one, is she the one that, like, knocks over chairs and stuff when she does that?
Yeah. She's a good-looking woman, I think.
No!
I really do.
No!
Have you ever seen her out of the context of Saturday Night Live?
I don't think I have. I might not have, but I'll tell you, all I
saw her on Conan O'Brien. Pretty hot. Pretty hot. Conan was pretty worked up about her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her outside of some of those skits that she does, those sketches.
Really?
Got Ample?
The Major League Yabos also.
Really?
Ooh. Really?
I'll have to look closer.
Really?
I'll have to look closer.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right! Here in the 50s! I can't get it!
Fairfax, Fairfax, Fairfax. This is Mike O'Mara for Don Geronimo saying, join me and the Crap Blues Band tonight at Fast Eddie's in Fairfax. That's right. Don Geronimo calls it simply the best evening of music a human being can experience. That's tonight at Fast Eddie's in Fairfax in the Fairfax Circle Center.
And now, the stars of Greater Tuna, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, guys? I got some dirt from Howard University when Puffy went there. There was a lot of alleged information that he was dipping into the guy bank.
He was dipping in the guy bank? Oh, what, he's gay?
he has those tendencies. Also,
I'd like to say anybody that's been at all successful in the music industry will have these rumors about every single musical star has been linked to other men.
Dipping in the guy bank.
The guy bank.
I got to steal that one from you. That's a pretty good one.
He's a fudge pack, baby.
Okay. All right.
Thank
you. Hello.
Oh.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm kind of annoyed with you guys. You're just looking at Martha as like whether she's a sexual being or a non-sexual being. She's like a brilliant businesswoman, so why wouldn't Sean come?
Martha Stewart is a puffed up, self-inflated bag of wind, cheese, hair, teeth, and corn. Martha Stewart is useless, man.
And I'm glad that Don got a chance to say that, because perhaps you were confused that you thought we were simply speaking of Martha Stewart and ignoring all of her. No, we've noted all of her accomplishments. We just don't like her. Let me make that very clear.
I don't believe.
But why couldn't Sean Combs be a very smart who wants to learn from someone who's being a brilliant business person?
Okay, because first off, Martha Stewart is lucky. She's not a brilliant business person.
Yeah,
she's lucky that there are so many stupid housefrous out there that watch a show with a woman who obviously has never done a day of real work in the kitchen in her life describe how to make these little, these highly, highly intricate, dainty desserts, you know, that only someone...
For squirrels.
Now, come on, hold on a second. Now, hear me out on this.
I'm no more of a Martha fan than you are. I think she's kind of scary, as a matter of fact.
So of course, most women do think she's scary.
What are you arguing about?
Because you're just looking at her as a sexual being.
No, we're looking at her.
Hold on.
We're looking at her as a sexual being because we don't like her.
I know.
See, that's why we are pigeonholing her in this narrow, stereotypical framework because we don't like her.
I know, and that's cool. I don't like her either.
Good.
You trying to understand what the relationship might be, that is what the relationship might be.
But you know something?
Be.
If we were trying to understand what the relationship was, it wouldn't be funny to talk about.
Well, no, listen. Hold on. You say what you want. I want to tell you, I don't believe that he's going out with her to get decorating tips because he could buy goddamn Better Homes and Gardens magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, he could hire a decorator to come over to his house if he's got $56 million in the bank.
But right. Take any rich guy that's out there in the Hamptons, okay, has his friends over, and they walk in and go, hey, I love what you've done with the place. And then you say, you know, you sit there and you get your cocktail in your hand. He's
okay.
Like, oh, you like this? Martha Stewart was over here last week and she put the curtains up.
And that is the last thing that I've got to say.
Okay.
Listen to me. Now, here I'm coming from on this.
Okay.
Look at Puffy. Look at his whole aura. His aura is the big floppy shirts, and he's got the, you know, the Mercedes thing hanging around his neck, and he's got the backwards hat on, and he's got the Rolls Royce limo. You ever seen the houses that Martha Stewart decorates?
Mm-hmm.
The houses that she decorates are like those damn bed and breakfast places that Frieda always wants to take me to.
Yeah, right. But check it out. There's like kind of like a reverse coolness factor.
No. I guarantee.
Oh, you are a Martha Stewart fan.
You go to Puffy Combs' house in wherever this is. Where is it?
The
Buzz?
Hamptons.
In the Hamptons. Okay.
That's where Gordon Gekko lived.
Right. I guarantee that you walk in there, and it's not done like a Swiss chalet or whatever. You got to know. You walk into Puffy Combs' house. He's got a big leopard rug on the ground.
All the paintings, right?
He's got it looks like Austin Powers' airplane. That is what Puffy Combs' house looks like. And Martha Stewart has nothing to do with decorating that. Nothing.
No, I bet you go into Puffy Combs' house and you got the lovely frilly curtains in the kitchen windows, and you go into Martha Stewart's house and she's got the leopard skin rug. Baby.
Hey, maybe he just digs her.
No, impossible. Who digs Martha Stewart?
That's a good question. Who possibly, you know, you say you're a big fan of her. You don't even like her.
No, I'm saying I think she's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She's scary because she intimidates women. You know, she gets on TV and she makes women feel bad about themselves because she says, here's what I do. I take the paper and I fold it 15 times and then I store it in the refrigerator. Later on, I'll remove the caramels from it and then you get, you know, shut up!
I just stuff the turkey, then I wrap it, then I bake it.
Right.
You know, I like to put her in the kitchen. Give her a pound of flour and say, here, bitch, let me see you make some pancakes. You know, see if she really could do it.
You know what she'd say to you?
What?
Where's the almond extract?
Well, I thought I'd just throw my opinion into the mix.
All right, thank you for your useless opinion. Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I can't make you proper pancakes unless I have the almond extract on.
And yes, I am angry about that. I am angry because Martha Stewart is a phony, and by and large, the American public buys into this.
Oh, yeah.
And I worry about Puffy.
I think women, it's been my experience that some women that watch Martha Stewart, they might not like her, and they might feel like that woman where she's a little scary, but they always sort of linger. They always watch her, because she's got this kind of persona that she's created where, you know, you have to, she might have some valuable information.
What information could you possibly have? You see the crap she makes on that show anyway? It's like
busy work.
It's stuff that if you go to a party, it's, you know how you always got that stuff in your house when your wife says, like, don't ever use that towel because that towel's for company.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't sit on that chair because that chair is only when people come on over. Same with the desserts and food that Martha Stewart makes. I mean, it's like she makes it and you go, I could never pick this up and eat it because it's like a piece of artwork.
I'd like to see her go fishing. You know, I'd like to see her go on a fishing show.
That she could make bait. You know that.
Now, here's my super secret recipe for catching the big bass.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Hey, hi.
Buddy, did you know
what?
Today is the day that it is Clint Howard's 40th birthday?
Oh, now, there is a man who doesn't get his due in Hollywood. Here we are.
That's right.
Chattering on about Martha Stewart and Puffy Combs when it's a great entertainer's birthday.
He's just hitting his stride.
The very handsome lookalike to Charlie Stossel.
Oh, man, I tell you, Clint Howard. They really ought to just give him more credit and give him more movie roles.
All right, one last thing on Martha Stewart. Someone had just phoned in what they believe to be her home telephone number.
Okay. So.
We'll try this right now,
and then we'll
change this topic.
Very good.
Other junk to talk about today, besides Martha and Puffy.
Very exciting topic, though.
Yes.
The whole world's talking about it now.
Martha Stewart.
I have the almond extract.
Don,
I'm going to make you some of the best pancakes I've ever had.
Thailand, please leave a message, and we'll call you back as soon as we can.
No, it didn't sound like it.
Didn't sound like it. Sorry, I think we struck out on that one.
It's a very good thing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm going to clear these lines out real fast. Lickety split.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hi.
Hello. Hey. Hey, I'm one of your, I think I'm your one Tampa Bay listener. Didn't Kevin James promise you guys a guest spot on his show?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, uh-huh. I'm so disappointed because I went out to Hollywood and saw him film the season finale, and you guys, you weren't there.
Well, he said, if you remember when he was interviewed, he said...
Next season.
In all likelihood, it would be the following season.
Okay.
Well, first off, we don't even go out to California to do our annual TV tour until, like, the new season, until September.
Okay. So you guys, like, have an invite out to the Sony Studios in Culver City?
Well, we don't have it yet. We certainly don't have it yet, but we're going to put pressure on Mr. Kevin James.
Although Kevin James is on our list because... Well, I wish you listened a little more, because then you would know what's up, that when we had Leah Remini on the show just last week,
mm-hmm.
she said that while they were filming their final episodes, at one point, she walked over to Kevin,
right.
and she said, this would be a good spot, before the cameras looked, she said, this would be a good spot
right.
to work in the names of Don and Mike, to say, hey, these are my cousins, Don and Mike, because you know our picture's
right.
up on
well,
the refrigerator.
I couldn't listen, because I was in L.A.
Shut up. We're not finished yet.
Please, Mr. Busy.
Mr. Attitude, too much talking.
Apologize.
Mr. Want to drop every name. Oh, I was at the Sony Studios. Please, listen.
I realize I'm your one listener in Tampa.
Dink. Oh, kiss my ass. I mean it. Kiss my ass. Just kiss it.
All right.
Just kiss it.
You got it. Sorry.
Why am I wasting my time recapping this to you?
Yeah, because
There's no reason.
You don't care. You were just calling to make trouble.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Big Jerry Stiller fan. I'm a big fan of you guys. And I tell you what, when I was out there, I think I picked up an attitude.
Listen, when you
He didn't
were
say
out
hello
there.
To the audience. He didn't give us the Hollywood wave or kiss. Jerry Stiller did. Okay.
You know what this guy is? A grade-A stalker, man.
Absolutely.
Grade A stalker. Did you go to the game shows too?
No.
See, now you're trying to shift it. You run the attitude with us. I think if you're one listener in Tampa, and hey, I thought you guys were going to do the show. And then it's like, as soon as we put a little heat on you, you start dinking on Kevin James. It's not going to work, pal.
All right.
We're savvier than that.
Buddy.
You are. You are Hollywood savvy. I got
Buddy,
it.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, we're more Hollywood savvy than you are. That's for sure.
I don't claim to be Hollywood savvy. I've never been out there.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were just out there at the Sony Studios.
Until then, I had never been out there. It was my first trip out there.
You are. I call you trouble with a capital T.
Well, listen, we'll be on that show.
And I will watch faithfully. Do you want to know what happened in the finale?
No.
Not even a hint?
No.
No, why? Why would I want to know that?
All right.
I think you need an attitude adjustment.
I'm going to go take one right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Look on the refrigerator on that show. You know whose faces you see there? Me, him, us. We're the guys on the fridge, okay? We are closer to Hollywood than you will ever be, my friend.
Every Monday night, 2 inches away from the TV screen. Those are our heads.
Every Monday night, Mike and I are featured on a show that wins its time slot on CBS.
Hear, hear. Amen.
We are featured performers.
That's right.
20 years from now, when that show is shown on Nick at Night,
right,
we will be able to look back, cock our heads, and laugh, and say, there we are.
We got a couple hundred listeners down in Tampa.
Part of history.
Mr. Attitude.
It's us on the refrigerator.
You wait.
See that?
And you know, we're already setting the table for speaking parts.
That's right. Be very cuttis.
Cuttis me.
Cuttis me.
Leah Remini.
Mike and I have been featured on 11 straight episodes of King of Queens.
It's true.
I like to think that much like the cast of Seinfeld, an ensemble cast,
right,
that we are members of the ensemble cast of King of Queens.
And when that show concludes its run, we can walk out on the soundstage holding hands with the other cast members and take a bow from the waist.
Just like Home Improvement.
Yeah,
like is that the worst? When a television show, I know we have to do a break. When a TV show comes to an end, generally, with the exception being Jerry Seinfeld, because his show was still number one when it went off the air.
Right.
But generally, when they peter out, like Home Improvement, by the time that show leaves the air, people aren't watching it. People don't give a rat's ass about it anyway. Yet you still see them, because they're so full of themselves, come out on stage. The whole cast, you know, Tool Man, Tim Allen, and his wife, and they're grown-up, scary-looking kids, and they're all holding hands like the Von Trapp family, and they come out, they put their hands up in the air, they go, yes, success, success, and the neighbor, he's out there on stage with them for the big finale of Home Improvement, and he's got a little piece of fence, like, you know, 2 feet by 3 feet, and he's got it on a stick. So he's standing out there, yet he's still keeping the illusion going.
Being true to his art form.
Of being the neighbor whose face you never see. But he's out there taking the bows with them, too. Like, yes, yes, thank you. Home Improvement.
The art form known as Home Improvement. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
There's nothing more jive than when a TV show ends and they all come out on stage and they all bow together like they do in Broadway.
We, the players, salute you. Yes.
The play is the thing. It's Home Improvement.
Right. A bad comedy skit that got turned into a TV show.
But we'll be there doing that.
Yep.
With King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be out there holding hands right between Kevin and Leah. Taking our big bows. Lapping up our moments in the spotlight.
And we will be lobbying hard for a guest spot on that show. You know, it's our right now it's the only door that's open just a crack.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. No way about it. It's going to happen. If nothing else, Leah Remini is totally on our side in this.
Of course she is. And I think we could, you know, we could make a nice case for being the cousins. Being the cousins of Kevin James.
Right. Now, he, of course, not really as good a friend to us as she is. She calls us all the time.
That's right.
He only calls when they're in sweeps.
Of course.
Which means he'll be calling again in May, because that's when they got their big ratings period coming up, and that's when we're going to slam him. That's when we're going to just let him have it and say, listen, buddy.
We're waiting. We want our opportunity. We know that when Leah said, mention our picture on the show, you said, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leah Remini told us that she said to him, hey, Kevin, this would be a good chance to just ad-lib and say, who's that on the refrigerator? It's my cousin, Don and Mike.
Right.
And he blew her off.
I don't know. So we're going to, you know, even if she was tweaking it up a bit, doesn't matter. We're going to use that for all it's worth.
No, I believe she was right on about that.
Okay.
Absolutely right on.
That's good.
All right. Now, we really do have to clear these lines out. Jesus, it's time to go home already. God, we talked about an hour straight today at the beginning of the show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi. You got to go fast.
Okay, well, you are by far well listened to in Tampa. I was on hold before that guy even got on the phone, and he's an idiot.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. One other thing I wanted to tell you about Molly Shannon is that she's in the movie with Drew Barrymore, Never Been Kissed.
Ugh.
I know. I knew you'd be disappointed.
Is she cute, though?
Yes, she is. I'd do her.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. Bye.
See, I was going to say birds of a feather. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, I think Molly Shannon, away from Saturday Night Live, is cute.
Really?
I wouldn't say if I didn't mean it.
I always thought she looked a little like an overfed bird.
No. Really? No, she got big dimples.
I'll take a look. I'll take a second look.
Big yabos. Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Dynamite Show.
I had a friend that moved up to the Hamptons, and he was like a wine distributor up there. And you're not going to believe it, but Martha Stewart came and redid his house, like did a show in his house. And at the casting party, everybody was getting drunk, and everybody goes into the hot tub. She takes off those pastels, nothing but body tattoos and piercings.
Oh, come on.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that? It's the Touchtones, everybody. I hope you've been listening, because what we now need is the 100th caller. That's right. That's right, Tom. We need the 100th caller to answer a trivia question, and you will win a trip for two to Myrtle Beach with a two-night, three-day stay at the Caravelle Resort Hotel, courtesy of Hooters Air, with nonstop jet service from Baltimore to Myrtle Beach beginning today. That's from BWI Airport. I love it. This BWI... Yes, I love it so much. Let's play the Touchstones again, because it's Baltimore and it's Washington. What a wonderful airport. Call now and win. You get, that's right, because the jet service, where was I? Starts today from BWI Airport to Myrtle Beach. Hooters girls on every flight. Oh, you gotta love it. For reservations, call 1-888-FLY-HOOT. Hooters air flights are public charters operated by Pace Airlines. See tour participant for full terms and conditions of travel. Call now, 1-800-636-1067, 202-432-1067, and 1-877-365-3636. My God, the phone lines are blazing. Everyone wants to go to Myrtle Beach. The trivia question, Joe, is, earlier in the show, someone was jumping off a bridge.
Yep.
What bridge was it?
Ooh!
Call now and answer. Call now, play Phone Jeopardy. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The guy could have said, I want to dye your hair platinum blonde. And I would have said to him the same thing. You're full of shit, which is what...
Honey, hey, you just, you just dropped the S-bomb.
That's a first.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'll just talk. How you doing? Hello, everybody. Are you listening? Me too. It is the best of Don and Mike. Welcome back. Congratulations to Mike Halvosa of Rockville, Maryland. Mike won himself a trip on Hooters Air, a trip for two to Myrtle Beach with a two-night, three-day stay at the Caravel Resort Hotel, courtesy Hooters Air, with nonstop jet service from Baltimore to Myrtle Beach beginning today. Oh, it's great. They fly out of BWI. You gotta love it. Starts today, and there's Hooters girls on every flight. For reservations, call 1-888-FLY-HOOT. Hooters Air flights are public charters operated by Pace Airlines. See tour participant for full terms and conditions of travel. That's right. Hooters has themselves an airline, Joe. I'll pause now. You can make your own joke about flotation devices. Hey, look. It's Mike O'Mara.
Fairfax, Fairfax, Fairfax. This is Mike O'Mara for Don Geronimo saying, join me and the Crap Blues Band tonight at Fast Eddie's in Fairfax. That's right. Don Geronimo calls it simply the best evening of music a human being can experience. That's tonight at Fast Eddie's in Fairfax in the Fairfax Circle Center.
They're good listeners because they're good talkers. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike here.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, why do men have nipples? You guys ever think of that?
That's a great question. Why do men have nipples?
That
is a question I actually had pondered. I pondered that before. What is the, at what time were we ever, like, responsible
for... So we can receive nipple twisters.
That's it?
Yeah, like when you were in school. Did anybody ever give you a nipple twister in school?
Yeah, I got all those things.
Mine are very sensitive.
Shut up, Buzz.
Of course they are.
Why I think they have mine.
Mine are not, I wouldn't be without them, actually.
Mine are not particularly sensitive. I mean, they're sensitive to pain, but not necessarily... I've never considered it a zone.
Me either. Mine are just there.
It's a zone for me.
Shocker, Buzz, that your nipples are an erotic zone for you, an erogenous zone.
A very important zone.
That is so gross.
Does your wife...
Yes.
Thank goodness.
You mean if... I know what you mean. I don't need to ask.
You know what I mean?
Well, that too. Yeah.
She does that. And it gets you excited?
It's way up there.
Really?
Very, very important.
She give you nipple twisters?
No, that would hurt. Remember, I'm sensitive.
You know, there's got to be... There's got to be a real answer to that question. There's got to be a real answer.
Mm-hmm.
But like male like monkeys have nipples too.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I know why men have nipples.
Yes.
Because we are all born, we all start out females. And the top half is done before the bottom half.
You know, there you go. I love our audience. Right. Nice little medical explanation. Probably lying, but I mean, it's there.
Sounded good. It's like playing Hollywood Squares.
It sounded very good.
You got a good answer to bluff. You know, so yeah, I'll go with Whoopi on that.
I'll agree.
No. I was making that up. Circle gets the square.
And aren't there people on Hollywood Squares that really sell it? There's certain... On the old ones with Charlie Weaver, there used to be some people that would really sell it, too, and it would be total BS.
Right. And you know, they give them the answers before the show, and they give them jokes
give them the comedy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, this is Josh out in Sacramento.
Hey, Josh, buddy.
Hey, you know why men have nipples, actually, is because when during the gestation period and in their mother's womb, men are born... all equal. Women and men, they're all equal.
You know, I'd like to say that the caller before you explained it so much better, and you are just mucking it all up.
That's what we just heard, though, from the last guy, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, this is Sacramento.
Yeah, hello, Barry.
First.
Excuse me, Barry. Hello, Barry. Barry.
Hello.
Hey, Barry.
First of that toenail you were sniffing. You know, then it's Buzz's weeping sore into a tampon. Now it's his nipple. Hey, I'm trying to eat my lunch here. Do you mind?
I'm mostly responsible, and I'm sorry, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm Buzz. I'll write a book about you someday, Buzz.
You always have to remember the West Coast listeners, you know.
That's
we're,
right.
We're smacked up. You know, a lot of people on the lunch hour listening to the first part of this show.
The new autobiography by Buzz Burbank. My nipples are sensitive.
Sensitive nipples and other
ow,
deep thoughts.
Oh, don't hurt me. Hello, hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
It's four nipples at birth. So when you come out, if you're a girl, they actually come together to become two. But if not, then they continue to get smaller for a boy.
I do not believe that.
No way.
Same, just like what the first guy said. It's exactly it. You got four, and then if you become a boy, they get smaller.
Four like a little hound dog?
No way.
I swear.
Mm. No way.
I'm telling you the truth.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. No way.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How's it going today?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I've got a buddy that has four nipples.
Oh, no, we've had plenty of, like, freak contests on the show. Where
oddities,
had,
Don, oddities.
Excuse me, oddities, where we've had girls and guys with extra nipples. We had a girl that had, like, nipples under her, in her armpits, underneath
yes.
her arms. One
yeah, we've had many three-nippled people. Mm-hmm. Not many four-nippled people, though.
I mean, it looks really strange, you know. Almost looks like a belly of a sow.
A sow? A sow?
Yeah.
Sow?
Yeah, go Bears.
Yeah, well, God might you. Yeah, the sewer.
Yeah, sewer. Chopska.
The little guy. So does that help you?
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What's happened?
Hi.
Hey, I wondered, did you guys catch the Craig Kilborn show last night? Jerry Ryan was on it, 7 to 9.
Oh, Star Trek? No, I didn't see that.
No, she was on Craig Kilborn.
Right, but it's the girl from Star Trek, right?
Yeah, correct.
Right.
And I just wondered if you saw her. She was looking smoking, man.
I wonder if her nipples are sensitive.
Well, I bet they are.
I'm sure they are, because they were almost exposed last night.
Mm. Really?
Baby.
Worth staying up late.
Did you see the girl on the cover of Time Magazine?
No.
They show some breasts on Time Magazine.
Really?
One of the refugees. Get the new Time Magazine.
Oh, one of the refugees.
Oh. Well, you know, you got to look for your thrills wherever you can. She's
well,
walking.
I was just hoping for Madeleine Albright.
She's walking out of a out of like a bomb area, and uh-huh. got a kid under one arm, and just her old boobs just hanging right out the other side.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, make me want to read about the news.
We got that in the mail yesterday, and I said to Freddie, God, that's a sexy cover. And she said, that's a poor refugee.
Well,
I said, look at that.
Refugees can be sexy.
They're showing her boob on the cover of Time Magazine.
And I think refugees can be plenty sexy.
Hello?
Yeah, the reason why we have nipples is in case we want that operation later.
The sex change, I guess, that he had.
Hello? That's Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello, it's me.
Yeah, you know, I bet we see some nipples on Thursday's show, because Thursday we're having the ugly breast contest.
Hey, yeah.
I'm just still thinking about that lady from Wichita. She happens to fly in.
Oh, the Wolfman Jack chest.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Lady had all this hair all over her breast.
This is about eight nipples.
You, eight nipples?
That's what I'm talking about.
You have eight nipples?
No, check it out. I was taking an anatomy class out here in San Francisco, right? And we were going through genetics and things like that. And the teacher was telling us how we were genetically coded to have two rows of four, like dogs and cats. Well, this is really more for Buzz, not you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mike, we can take a powder. Here you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. You know, I just wanted to see, you know, if you had any thoughts on that.
Two rows of four.
Yeah, think how sensitive I'd be then.
Oh. Then we could have, like, a litter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what about a station manager that actually lactates?
Well, come again, please?
The station manager of KCJJ... 1630.
Now that's a legend.
Actually lactate.
Hello.
You mean our manager in Iowa City of our affiliate, his breasts lactate?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because. I know.
Oh, you're gonna do all that on the radio, and then you're gonna say because.
Well, I don't know, because I squeezed him and he dripped.
Oh, when did you squeeze the breasts of our general manager in Iowa City?
Oh, probably. probably at a Christmas party or something.
Are you a disgruntled employee?
Not at all. Never worked for the guy.
Are you just a listener?
Just a listener.
Just a listener. Don't forget, the general manager for that station also like does the morning show. Remember, he does the dual
right.
duty.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's
duty.
Right. He and Anthony.
Duty.
Boopies.
Steve, the lactating manager.
Okay, thank you.
Hmm.
Goodbye.
I smell vendetta.
Hello, Don Michael.
Hey, Buzz, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, you thought about piercing your nipple there?
Oh, no. See, that would be too painful.
Much too sensitive.
Way too
Buzz.
Painful.
Oh, no, Buzz. I love it.
No.
And then your lady licking on the end of it?
Oh, please.
Were you sensitive before you got pierced?
I was a little sensitive before I got pierced.
And any change since then?
It's... Oh, ten
and,
times over.
And did it hurt like hell when you had it done?
No, it doesn't.
See,
it's soft.
How doesn't it hurt?
When did we lose control of this show, Mike?
I don't know.
That's all I want to know. We're sitting here taking calls, and all of a sudden Buzz is talking to everybody about his sensitive nipples.
Oh, nipples. Nipples have been the subject of the day. People love to talk about their bodies. Mm-hmm. Nipples.
Nipples are delicious.
You got it pierced without any anesthesia?
No, no anesthesia whatsoever.
So they just
really?
Ran like a needle through your nipple. Oh. And
Mike, is your
hurt.
Daughter's ear pierced?
No, my daughters. My daughters are 4 and 2.
Never too young, John Bonet.
What?
My sister had her ears pierced when she was 3. It's just soft tissue. There's nothing wrong with it.
Kal-El could never have gotten his nipples pierced.
He's too hard.
Superman, right. Yeah, there's no way. You're right. Unless he got his nipples pierced with kryptonite.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right. That's Superman. Ma, Pa, Kent.
I would venture to say there would have to be some pain. When that first piercing takes place,
it's not even cartilage or anything. It's just if you pinch it, it's like pinch your nipple right now.
I've been doing it. I do it through the entire show, and it hurts.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Show. It's a good hurt.
Piercing the nipples don't hurt.
What?
Piercing the nipples for Buzz has to have it done.
No, I don't.
35 rules.
We're tapping into our audience right now.
Here you go right now. This is the big topic here. If Buzz should get his nipples pierced or not.
No.
Well, you know what, Buzz? You should do it on the show, for goodness sake.
If I did it, I would do it on the show, but I can't imagine. That would hurt. I will tell you right now that I detected in you a legitimate curiosity that wasn't just for the show.
Yeah, we could get...
It was for your own, you were curious about the nipples.
I'm curious. But
we could get your nipples froze up.
Yeah, no, I don't want that. No, I don't think so.
Aw, come on, Buzz. Be a sport.
Like I said earlier, I'm really, really happy with the way they are now, and I don't want to screw that up.
Come on, get your nipples pierced on the show. Do it tomorrow.
No, what if it ruined my life? I couldn't do that.
Well, so what? No skin off my nose. Hello?
Hey.
No skin off my nipples.
My nipples.
Hello?
I got my nipples pierced, dude.
Of course you did.
Don't do it. It hurt like hell.
There you go. An honest man. I believe that.
No doubt. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
First of all, Buzz is the sex god, first of all.
Well.
I just... Do you,
please.
Do you pay attention to your lady's area up there?
Of course.
Oh, I do, yes.
Of course. Mama.
That would not be, that, as far as my wife is concerned, that would not be the number one area outside the place. That would be the zone. That's not the place for her.
Really, no.
My lady likes that. My lady.
You too. You just don't know it.
What?
It drives my boyfriend crazy.
I'll tell you something. Just in my weird, convoluted, former Catholic way of being brought up.
Mm-hmm.
There's something queer about that.
No.
I really think so. Like, if Frida did that to me, it's like homo almost.
To me, it's not anything I want messed around with during any kind of sexual activity. Hmm. It doesn't offer anything except pain.
Buzz, got to talk him into it.
No, I can't change their
minds. Please, Buzz, talk us into it.
I think it's the way you're built. I mean, if you're either sensitive there in that kind of way or you're not, and I'm not.
You don't think that's gay? Like to see a guy laying up against the bed and the girl's doing that to him?
Yeah, but she's also doing other things to other parts of the body as well.
I don't like it in your house. In my dirty movies, I don't like it either. And they do that a lot in dirty movies. They'll show the ladies, going, kiss, 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 on the way down.
They're working their way down.
Right. And it's just like, stop it.
You see it now on television and in a lot of movies, a lot of just regular R-rated
movies.
Because
they can get away with that.
It's gross, man. Right.
Especially with a guy.
Yeah, because they can't show girls taking their tops off and guys doing that to girls.
That's right. I just realized that. They show that on real movies.
Yuck.
Ew.
True. Yuck.
So in reference to something the other day you guys talked about, the Tommy Lee Jones being in town filming a movie.
Yeah.
It's called Rules of Engagement.
Right.
And it's going to be out in about 6 months. We were there watching him film it.
It's going to be a good movie. That's why Charlie Stossel didn't know anything about it, because it's a real manly movie.
I bet Charlie Stossel's got the most sensitive male nipples in the world.
I bet he enjoys having his nipples played with.
By whom, though?
Okay.
All right, come on.
A little too much ganging up there, ma'am.
Wait till Friday when Charlie's on the show. Then all you Charlie Stossel haters can call in. Hello, I have a gang war here. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Stossel.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello there.
Hey, I make body jewelry for body piercings. If Buzz wants to do that, I'll send him the body jewelry.
Did you say piercings?
Pearsons.
Could I?
Pearsons.
I wouldn't want anybody messing with my nipples that called it Pearsons.
Exactly.
Hey, you ready? Some guy like with a big needle. You ready for your Pearson?
Hello. I'm the Pearson person.
I'm the Pearson person.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering, did Mike ever find his putter?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Early in the show, right after I talked about it, Big Gum Jim had it upstairs, and he brought it down with his ET hand.
I was wondering, because I was listening to the G. Gordon Liddy show earlier.
Oh, my God. That cracked me up. I heard when...
And Cameron had it?
G. Gordon Liddy told a joke about golf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's as dirty as we are, except... You know, he's G. Gordon Liddy, so he gets away with it.
Of course.
So he tells a dirty joke, and this lady calls him up and starts screaming at him about it.
Yelling at him about that?
Yeah. And he says, well, do you realize that one of the gentlemen here at the station actually has a golf putter that has a penis on it?
And it's always behind the door. You know, no one's bothered, like, to put it anywhere, but it just stays out behind
the
door.
Oh, he found it. Mr. Liddy found it.
I'm not casting any aspersions there.
It is a nasty-looking thing, too. I mean, you can see from 8 miles away exactly what you're putting with.
Yep. It's very sensitive-looking.
Yes,
it is. Very sensitive putter.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Radio God.
Hi, Dynamite.
Good afternoon, Radio God. Love your effing show.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to warn Buzz. It hurts like hell.
That's what I thought.
Hey,
he's doing it anyway.
Nope.
You know what Buzz says? Screw the pain. If it's for the show,
right.
I'll do it. That's what Buzz says.
A Pearson.
Guy put a nail through my nipple.
Jeez.
I almost blacked out.
Keep killing me.
Oh, what were you thinking when you let him do that?
Golly.
Well, it was a present for my fiance.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
All right. Good nail pierced nipple.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And it's always skinny guys that get it done, too. You know that? It's always skinny guys with the, you know, with like little pot bellies.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Skinny redneck guys who love driving around without their shirts on, right?
Exactly. Or even like walking on the side of the road without their shirt.
What is the fascination of the weather's getting warm for guys to drive around without their shirts on?
Makes you feel macho.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel like a tough guy.
Yeah, hold on there. Hold on there. Thank you. It makes it look like idiots, I think. And plus, on a hot day, doesn't your back, like, stick to the vinyl seats?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, hold on. I forgot. When you had a Jeep?
When I had the Jeep, I used to take my shirt off during the summer.
Oh, that's right. You used to do that.
Yeah, because it was, because I'd take the Jeep, I'd take the shirt off.
No air conditioning, right?
No air conditioning. I had the top down, and it was like, you know, it was one of these endeavors. It wasn't like you press a button and put the top back up. You had to reconstruct the whole thing. So during the summer, I'd have the whole top off, and it was just, as opposed to sitting there, I would, but it wasn't exactly for comfort.
He'd leave the station and strip his shirt off, go, hey, see you later.
What a man.
Driving away.
And man, when I would like hit potholes, boy, would my nipples jiggle.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Great show, guys.
Thanks.
I read in the Enquirer on a personal oddities, I guess, of humans a few years ago that the nipples to the man are useless and they end up falling off when you hit about 80 or 90.
Oh, no.
Yes,
sir. How are you?
I've heard that.
Hey, my nipples are tickling.
No, I'm not too sure.
End up falling off.
Sure, if they either fall off or disappear, maybe collapse back in.
No, I've known there were people in my family that were in their 80s.
Hey, Dolores.
And they didn't have their nipples.
Dolores, my nipples just fell off.
That's sad.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to do the show, but unfortunately, earlier today, my little left nipple fell off. It fell right into my breakfast cereal.
Oh. Hey, ticklish.
Yes, sir.
That was big.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
I got a gross nipple story for you.
Well, I think we're over the nipple stories now.
Well, I've been holding for about a half hour trying to tell you about it.
Been holding your nipple?
No. Actually, my wife just had a baby 2 weeks ago, and she was in Shady Grove Hospital.
Oh, I don't know. I want to hear. This is about your wife's nipple?
No. It's not about my wife's nipple.
Okay.
And the nurse that was in the delivery room with us, she was telling us that the couple that was in there the night before spent 6 months, 2 to 3 hours a day, intensely stimulating the male's nipples so he could produce a non-nutritious substance to enjoy breastfeeding his baby with his wife.
Oh, congratulations. You have grossed us out. Oh, please.
What kid wouldn't want to suck on a Brillo pad?
Oh, okay.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Time out.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Nancy, I'm helping Hank winch a trailer. I'll see you for dinner.
Sorry, Shug. I get to anchor eyewitness weather tonight. There's high winds blowing. Might be a tornado. This could be the disaster I've been waiting for. So keep your fingers crossed.
Well, what about my supper?
I left a carton of cigarettes on the table.
I think I'll keep her.
The Don and Mike Show. Making America scream. Oh, my Peter. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Don.
I'm going to need your help here.
Okay, I'm with you.
You know when I read that slug and I always play the tape that said someone called for a doctor?
Yes.
I don't have that tape.
Okay, I can
so
grab
okay, you ready?
Yep.
This segment brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Did someone call for a doctor?
And clinically tested. Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Vermax. 1-AAA. Try VMAX.
Someone call for a doctor? Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I'm from Iowa.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Don't give me the crickets. It's 35 here. We have no crickets.
We only give the crickets to those who totally slow the show down.
Yeah, and I got news for you. They're up on the ridge waiting to ride into the valley right now.
Oh, man. We hire the homeless here. We have prostate cancer here. Cricket, cricket, cricket.
We have some dumb callers today, man.
We sure do. We're setting a record today.
KCJJ hired a homeless guy.
Yes, we know. His name is the Magic Christian.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Right here, he's in rehab.
Oh, my God. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike Radio Gods.
I heard that, too.
Hello.
Hello. I got the flash right here. I heard Mike talking about his dog named Hammy.
Hamilton, yes. Hamilton.
Hammy,
baby. Yeah, the guy that the guy that sold me the dog was at our Las Vegas style show the other night.
Oh, you should have brought him up on stage.
He was in the front row. Well, so much going on, Don. It was kind of crazy. Yeah, well, so what were you going to say?
Well, my wife's name for her place is Hammy, and this is why. It makes perfect sense. When she was three, boys had hot dogs, girls had hamburgers. Only all she could say was Hammy.
Hammy. Okay.
Hammy, name for a place.
Cute.
I know some girls have a Whopper down there. Some girls have the Big Mac.
The Big King.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, Big Extra. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Bacon double cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
And, of course, Filet-O-Fish. I don't know, some girls have got Arby's roast beef.
Rare. Extra rare.
Hello.
Hey, man, I just woke up, man. I was partying New Year's, and I fell asleep.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, all these callers are gay. You should put me through.
How old are you?
I am 17 now.
No, got to be at least 18. And I think you're gay, too.
What's up, Matt?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gay teens calling the show. It's a new rage now.
Sure, lots of calls from gay teens.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, all you gay teens.
That sounds funny. I don't know.
Because it is funny.
Gay teens.
Hey, someone should tell the sales force that. We're number one in gay teens.
Gay teens.
Go out on the street and sell that. Our show is number one with 18 to 49 adults, and we're number one in gay teens. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys. I'd like to address that guy who called up and called Christine the names. You effing jerk hole. How dare you call Christine names? She's got lotion.
That's much better. That was not a gay team.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jeez, guys, these slow callers are driving me crazy. I'm sitting here trying to have fun listening to the radio, you know, and these guys calling, and
I've got a bulletin for you. You're a slow, bad caller yourself.
That's right. You're a member of the club. You are, because you have no agenda.
Hey, I got this really cool joke. You guys, are you guys into jokes?
Oh, we hate jokes. Every time the listener calls us with a joke, it sucks.
Well, man.
Now, if you want to tell your joke and you hear the crickets, you'll know to hang up.
Or no, hold on. I'll give you the ultimate challenge.
Ah, this is the challenge.
You give us your home phone number, the number you're calling from right now, and we'll let you give the joke out over the air. Then if the joke sucks, you reap the wrath of our listeners.
That doesn't sound like a very good deal. No, I think I might have to pass on.
Not so sure about your material now, are you, Mr. Seinfeld?
Well, you know, yeah, you guys are pretty harsh critics.
Well, that may have been the best judgment call you made all day.
Yeah. Well, hey, Johnny Fantastic says hi.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's another one of the gay teens.
Yeah, Johnny Fantastic.
Johnny Fantastic.
Oh, he's a rock and roll megastar, man.
You should see his costume.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call.
Can you please stop taking calls now?
No! Will you stop? If you don't like it, change the station.
No, I like you guys.
Don't you realize...
There's too many morons out.
It's the ultimate contradiction that you're calling us to tell us not to take any more calls.
I am. I'm calling to ask you, please.
Right. No. And if you have any time, don't like anything about this show... Please take that opinion and shove it up your ass.
It's not about the show. It's about the moron.
Change the station. I got news for you, pal. We have morons that call the show every day. It's just some days we openly address it, and some days we are able to package it up for you.
These phone calls are like Johnny Carson's monologue. Most people tuned into Johnny because they wanted to see them fail.
Right.
Well.
And if you don't like it, just change the channel.
This will be the last call, correct?
No.
Why not?
Hello, aren't you hip to that either? I always say it's the last call, and it's never the last call.
You did a double pumper on him that time.
No, yeah, I know I did. Why you?
That was very dad-like. You know, that's a dad move. Get over here.
Put that down.
Okay.
Furthermore, I'll tell you how wrong your judgment is on this. This is best of material you're listening to. That's a sad state of affairs for this show. That this whole segment that you're hearing to rag on, you'll be hearing again 6 months from now.
That's right,
no.
And you'll laugh. You're going to laugh at it.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
There's no laughing at some of these people out there.
No, there's always laughing at people.
Hey, why don't you put that phone down?
Get it out, Mike.
Your mother and I are really upset.
You're grounded.
You're grounded.
You're grounded, mister.
All right, enough calls. No more. Move on to something else.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Now we're going to take calls just to spite you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to spite you.
But you're only making yourself angry.
I'm not angry in the least. What did I just tell you? This bit right here today, this segment, log for best of.
But I've got a hunch you're going to be very angry.
Did you mean Don, not me?
Spit it out, sir.
No, he was talking to you, not to me.
No, you can't.
The half of your words are...
Sorry,
he did it again.
Three more calls of this, and then that'll be it. Because you, Don, cannot take any more of this.
I come in every day for this. What are you talking about?
But it's really bad this time.
Well, then why don't you do yourself a favor and change the station?
I just might have to do that.
Okay, well, good. I can live with the fact that we're going to lose one of our greatest listeners.
Ooh, I'm shaking.
Bye.
All right, gentlemen. Geesh.
Jerk. What a jerk face that guy was.
Geesh. That's our word, geesh. Don't use that word.
Thinks he can make it all right. All proud of himself, patting himself on the back.
Geesh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What?
Well, I got to tell you, that call was better than the last one.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike, I just noticed something on your best of show the other day. You had more back hair than you do today. How do you explain that?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Wax your back hair?
No, my back hair grows, sir. I don't understand.
Your back hair?
Maybe I got a haircut. Maybe I had a bad back hair.
Wax your back hair?
Hey, by the way, something. Why you care?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Do you wax your back?
Hello.
Yo, you bastard.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Don, I got
to see the Nicole Kidman stuff today, unedited.
Really? With her butt and her boobs?
With her butt and boobs, absolutely.
Where did you see her butt and boobs?
I work for a news agency, and when they released it clean.
You know, if we ever opened up a strip joint, that's the name of Butt and Boobs.
Don and Mike's Butt and Boobs. All gay teens welcome. It's gay teen night at Don and Mike's Butt and Boobs.
We'll only be serving fruit juice.
You know, the butt was looking great, but the top half was a little disappointing.
How so? How so were Nicole Kidman's boobs disappointing?
Perfectly proportioned, but she's just kind of perky. I like a little bit more density work in there.
That doesn't surprise me. I would picture her boobs to look like that.
Well, she's not had any kids. Mm-hmm. You know, she and Tom have adopted all of their children.
Right.
No, she's had a kid.
No, they're
adopted.
Ah, they adopted. So
she's never breastfed.
I think she's got a skinny woman's kind of breast.
But you know, the tush was actually pretty well rounded and proportioned. It was definitely happening.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend. Turn the radio up and listen to yourself, my friend.
That guy calling?
Mm-hmm.
Completely naked.
Hello, Don and Mike. Geesh.
Hey, Don Madden, fellas.
Bah. That's another thing I hate when people say, when they go B-A-H. Okay, bah.
Yeah, let me take this opportunity to say hi to Joe Krebs over at Channel 4.
Oh, he's the number one Instagrammer. Bah.
Nimrod.
We'll be back at 8:55. Bah. Yes, hello.
Don.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I went to a sports banquet and John Madden was one of the speakers.
Tell me something.
I know last week.
How are his boobs and his butt?
Oh, man, I tell you, they served Cornish game hens, okay? This guy wolfed down his game hen, I mean, using both hands, had his little napkin tucked into his shirt.
Oh, like Jethro?
It was fabulous. I had it on video camera. I was taping it because they had a couple other experts.
I'd love to watch a videotape of John Madden eating. Yeah. I really would. That would be good entertainment, I think.
You ever had a Cornish game hen, you know, the little legs?
Yeah, they're a pain in the ass to eat.
They are, but they're quite good. But
no, they're not worth the trouble. You might as well just get yourself a chicken.
Well, I think he ate most of the bones, too, but... Hey, I'll take your cricket challenge, and I guarantee I got a five-second little thing for you that you'll love. Goes along
no,
with
no,
your...
No, listen. It's not a cricket challenge. It's a phone number challenge.
Okay, what do I have to get out of your lap? Is that what it is?
No. You simply give us your phone number off the air. Mm-hmm. We verify that that's the phone you're at because we call you back at that number.
Right.
Then if you have a piece of comedy material, you know, if we decide it sucks, that it's slowing the show down, we give your phone number
it
out.
It could have been over, and I guarantee you'd love it.
Well, you're
short and sweet.
Are you willing to take the challenge?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on, please.
Very good.
Christine, if you would get that number, please. That's on line number 4.
Make sure it's the real number.
Line number 4. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Deities.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, listen, have you used those kayaks your wife's bought yet?
Hell no, we haven't. What did I tell you? We've not used them. Well, of course, it's been like 30 degrees.
Yeah,
so it's not
be
like
real
we could,
cold in those
not
kayaks.
Like we could take them out in the water to use them, but no.
Could you sled in those kayaks? I was wondering, can you sled in a kayak?
Can I tell you the truth? She hasn't even picked them up yet.
Oh, really?
She hasn't even picked them up yet.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to
know. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bud.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you, buddy. All right, you got the phone number there, Christine?
Bah.
Okay, last thing. Here we go.
I'm Joe Krebs, Channel 4 News. We'll be back at 9 o'clock with an update.
Bah. Thank you, Christine. You big C.
Oh.
Oh, I only said that because the other guy called her that. Right? I was kidding.
It's like the Today Show. Ooh. Don. Don. Oh, dear. Oh, what you say? Awkward moment. My God.
Christine's the furthest thing from the sea.
Hey, hello.
Greg.
Yes, sir.
This a home number?
No.
Oh, see, it's got to be a home number.
Well, see, it doesn't work if it's an office number.
No, it's apartment. I mean, well, I didn't say home, apartment.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You mean this is where you live?
Yes.
Okay. And what city do you live in, Greg? Where's area code 530?
Sacramento.
All right, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, then go ahead with your piece of prepared comedy. Okay.
This goes along with your little routine with the flower lady earlier. So what is the difference between pussy and Bigfoot?
What?
One is big, hairy, and smelly. The other one lives in the woods.
All right, this guy's phone number, since he gave it to us, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that. Just
Come
sucks.
On,
it just sucks.
No, that was terrible.
Am I not
no, you are not. And believe me, I laugh at almost everything.
The
worst.
Robbie?
I hated it.
Okay.
Come on, Dylan.
No, this guy's phone
Give
number.
Give me a chance.
Really, no. Not only was that an hour ago, but that's, like, not even humor. That's, like, something you see on the Internet.
And old. I mean, a very, very old joke. Yep. A joke that I'm sure I have heard at least a dozen times.
All right, but you did take the challenge, and we did waste our valuable airtime. So this guy's phone number for everybody across America is area code 530-662-8342. You gave it to us. Yeah. That was the deal. We said if the joke sucked, we'd give out your phone number. You agreed.
You said it was okay.
I've never not got a laugh out of that one.
Okay, well, I mean, you did take the challenge, and we honestly didn't laugh.
We didn't
think your joke was funny, but we appreciate, your intestinal fortitude for taking the...
And I'm sure you'll have lots of our listeners that will call you and tell you what a funny joke it was at area code 530-662-8342, and be sure to ask for Greg.
I'll tell you, you can look at the bright side. It might make for an interesting afternoon for you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the call.
And the joke.
Okay, bye-bye.
There we go.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
That's good.
Like that. Vengeance, my name. Or whatever. Vengeance will be thy name. You know what I mean.
Vengeance, thy name is phone number.
Thank you, Mike. That's what I wanted to say. We'll be right back.
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.